This message, An Absolute, was delivered by Brother William Marion Branham on Sunday morning, December 1st, 1963, at the Life Tabernacle in Shreveport, Louisiana, USA. Bedasisia, Todofe, Nye Esinoving to William Marion Branham, the Gbefale Kosira Gbengdi Dome, Gbento, Akbereka Lafa Sheke Blat, Devo Etoame, Le Life Fe Akbadome, Le Shreveport, Louisiana, America.
Doesn't that just do something to you? Certainly does. Let us bow now in prayer.
The numama wanana na miwa, ewe vava, minamia bobota, legbedodorame.
Lord, as it's been expressed to us in this lovely hymn, how great thou art. And we think this morning, what would we do if it wasn't for you? And then when we think that you are so great, and then your love constrained you to be so mindful of us, then my soul can scarcely take it in, it's true.
Apeto, abale si wo de gblo le galon lo esia me, ene be, ale gbegbe ne lo lui, eye mye susu ngdi siya be, nuka miya wo, ne menye wo o, eke ma, ne mye susu be lo lo ale gbegbe la, Eye be, wololon, zeji obe, na boom yang tig begbela, ekema, bebli afye nye luvo, ten kwe deme, enyeng atefe.
I pray that you'll bless us today now as we further go into the service, that you'd break to us the bread of life, which is the revelation of Christ. For we ask it in Jesus' name, amen.
Melegbe dom dabe na yirami ekbe siya azo esime mie le ngo yim le subosubo la me. Alebe wona nge akbe bolo lana mi esinye Kristo fe de defiala elabena mie bie le Yesu nkome. Amen.
Brother Ungren is a constant comer to the tabernacle and he lives in Memphis, Tennessee. He and his mother, his wife, and the whole family comes to the tabernacle, and very seldom I get to hear him because it's always so busy. But this morning, I was determined to hear him sing this song. And he sings another one of my favorites, Down From His Glory. And them are my favorite songs.
Novinto Angringe Amiade Sivana Gbadoamada, KF Nofer Enge Memphis, Tennessee, Eye Akple Dada Swan, Eye Fumabli Bolavana Gbadoame. Ke vlavo afi mesia enko elabena donwa eji esia yi. Geke ngundi siya la madu eklikpa be madotu ewa jirasia. Eji bubu esi ome lona domentoreka edi chongunti kokweme. Ke rasia wenye nye halon leawu.
And I had the grand privilege of meeting his father this morning, the first time I've ever had that privilege, a fine man. And Brother Ungren, his father, will never go as long as his son lives, Morris, because he certainly look alike.
Eye, enye gome kpokpo gande nambe medogo fufua ndisia. Eye, enye zigbanto si gome kpokpo siya suasinye. Enye amenyuyade. Eye, novingutu angrin la fufua. Ma majoda akpo gbede o zi ale si vyanyale akbeko. Morris, elabena wodi wono uvava.
And his wife, Brother Morris Ungren's mother, has just lived these last 15 years by the grace of God. She certainly has been a great inspiration to me to see that going through the dark hours that she has and yet holding on to God's unchanging hand. It expresses to us the genuineness of Christianity and the faith of those that believe it. So I'm very happy for that this morning.
Hey, yes, ma. Singe noving to Morris Angrin Fenno. Etanguti akbe le fewia tom amlesia wome, to maufe amenveme. Vava enye bogbodame megade untonam, be makbobena, elevivitife gafufo siova ejila metum, keha egalede maufe asimatromatrolangu, esia de Christo subosubofe vava nye, ple amesio ho ejiselape josefiami, eata.
We just had a wedding downstairs. Two of my children got married. And my children from the tabernacle, little Billy Simpson, a little Myers girl. They've been sweethearts for some time. Cheryl, yes. They also are a relative here, the little Cheryl Myers is to Brother Ungren in it.
De komye wu alolele ade nu esi le anyigba xola me. Vinye eve wo de wo nwewo, eye wo nye vinye si wo to agbadua me. Mia fe Billy Simpson suela kpakple Myers wo fe vinyonu vi suela. Wo nye lolota wo anore iye ade fifia, Cheryl, wo nye wo do pomehan le afi. Alo Cheryl Myers dui kple novingu tu Ungren kpakple toa wo.
So we are happy for them. I see they taking their place after getting married, go right back in the auditorium of the church and sit down to listen to the service.
Ale jelemia chomde wuta mekpobe ova kwa unope emekbe siwole alovo wo yida no mekbe ke letorola udome lechamia me eye uno anyibe wadoto subo subola.
Those children have always had a deep place in my heart because they're so respective to the word. They just love the word. I don't think that I call them my children. I don't think they're any better than other children, but they just look to me, and I look to God for them.
Devi mawo kwa tefe deto ade lenye chime da elabena odena bubu nyalanguti ngto wo lona nyalangto menye demesusube si me yowobe vinyola menye demesusube wawe nyowu devi mamle o. Gake de koope nku noa chinge eye nye ha nyenku wole mawuchi de wota.
Little Billy wanted to get married, and then he's afraid he's gonna have to go with the army, and there's two or three of them in that same condition, and those boys come over to me and said, Brother Branham, we don't want to be shirkers or anything, but we would like for you to ask God.
Billy swela tipe ya desro. Gake eganovombe yava ye asrafu domme. Eye ode ame eve alo eton si wole nanomo mame. Eye ngutu vya uvak bonye glombena. Novi ngutu Branham, mime dibe mia nosi sim le dongu alo nanakengu o. Kake mie dito gbo obe na bia mau.
And they give me the basis that they'd like to stay away from the army if they could. Not because they didn't want to defend the country and anything they could do.
Eye wo glosusu si wo ta wo dibe ye wa no ajoke le asrafu dongu ti. Ne ye wa tenguela menye de wo metipe ye wa flitu kolata le nu de sia de si wa tengu a wala ma o.
But the thing was that if they went, they was going to get among the wrong type of people out there, and those I don't know what you call it, PXs or ever what you call it, and then to get out there where those half nude women carrying on, it's no place for a Christian boy. And so God granted their request.
Gake nu la nye bena ne wo yila wo yina de amegble kuo doma droge le ego do afima le nenem nye menya ale siwa yue o PS wo alo desia desi mi yue ko eye ale wa yi ego do afima si nyonu amama no la wo le no ayeyim afima menye ngutu vi Kristo tofe nofe o ke eyata ma wudo wofe babiala nguti.
And now little Billy comes this morning to be married to this fine little Cheryl. So we're happy for them, and we wish them the very best and God's kingdom for them.
Eye azon Billy Suela vangdisia be ya de Cheryl nui Suela eye ta ji jomi de wota eye mie ji jokbe nui kekeake sile mau fiarufuela melnau.
And now, this has been a grand time for us. We got a nice Sunday school class this morning, a packed out church, so we're very happy, and many times ministers, it encourages us to see that people come and hear you.
Eye azon esi anye reyi ji anyinami, miye wakosira suku nyuyade ngto ngdisia, ramela yofun, eye ta jijomi ngto, ke zigede ula, osofo u, esi a dia jifuna mi be, mi akpobe amova doto u.
Of course, you see, you don't like to speak to empty pews because they're... We'd speak just the same if there's one person here. But yet, it feels good when you think, if this one misses it, the other one will get it, you see. And it makes it different. Makes it a glorious.
Ela bena mi kuya. Matibe ya gloma unya na zikpifuflu o. Ela bena ole. Mia gloma unya la nene makeko. Ne amede kakwe le afisya ha. Ngake ewa amenye ne esusube ne amesia de fula amekeme ya la khwe mikuya eye eya ewebe nwa tovovo ewebe ojiani.
Now just in the interviews just now, this is if we can run into him as fast. I met Brother Bootlayer when I come out. I hadn't seen him since being there. I said, where you been? He said, getting turkey dinner ready for them.
Ke azo le jedodo toke la ma fifi la. Esi a inge ne demia tenwa kwama o kabakabako. Medogo no vingu tu bootle le esi me medogo yikeke. Ke nye mekpo e toke ke esi me me va afisi ya. Mekblone ebena afika neno. Edong be meno doku mem na upe ngdong dudu.
So, I was telling him I'd lost from. He said, "You haven't changed a bit." He said, "Neither of you." I said, "That's really diplomacy." I said, "But you know, I have. I went from 170 to 145, so I sure have changed."
Aye, ala menogoglom nebana me buda dame adawo sinu eglobe wa mebe wo me trovie tetiha o ebe nenema kenge oha meglobe. Emanye nunya fufu vava maglobe gake enya medo medidito alafa de kakble bladrechi vado alafa de kak blatonvo atonji eyata metrovava.
My suits are all too little or too big for me, and someone just got me one the other day so I could wear it down here. One it didn't hang off on the shoulders and the waistline lap over, but I'm trying to do my very best for Jesus Christ while I have a chance to do it. And your fine attendance.
Nye kotu oken ha lolo wumvye ke amyade flede nam nito la. Alebe matengu adduye ava afisya de kasi megele abota nam o. Eye megbla le alime o. Gake mele akbakba jembe ma wonu sikata matengu awobe masubo Yesu Christo esi memuonu pokpo lasu asinye. Ke wo ame bokpokpo nwi la.
I was telling him in the room just now. I seen the great Holy Spirit remove a cancer from a woman's body right in there. She's a woman from Texas.
Menogboglom le khwa ma fifi la be mekpogbogbokoku igala de cancer da le nyonwa de pelame le afima tututu enye nyonwa de sito Texas.
And a lady sat there that I never seen a person more nervous, a minister's wife just a few moments ago. And the Lord showed me a vision of her sitting there, and I seen her. She called it New York. She wanted to slip up here.
Kenyo no no, anyi de afima evo nye mekpo me adeke o chaka ne nema togwikpo o osofo ade swen ano e yi fiade o ko va yi eye afoto tong te gafiam le engu obobo no anyi de afima eye mekpo eyo to New York hejibe ya va afisia.
She had just 1-5 minutes. And seen her husband suffering with an ulcer. What caused the ulcer was his interest in his wife. Almighty God, quite in that woman sitting there. She's sitting looking at me now.
Miniti atonko eno osi. Eye mekposu na ngutu si ngu dogbo me bidole. Eye nusi na dogbo me bidola enye de tole mefun si wotona swa. Ma ungu sekata to na nyonu ma si bobo no afima je eme. Ele angin nofe le kponyem.
So, and also, I want to tell you, brother, your ulcer is finished. you're going to be well now and return into the work of the Lord.
Ale, ke medibe magakblo na uha novingutu bena wo dogbo mebidola fo mikuya ende agaya fifia eye nagugbo aya fetola fe dome.
Now, when you see something that the Lord does, you just can't fill up on it. You just want to keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going.
Azone ekpona ne si afeto wola de koma tenwa di kole esiangu o de kona jibe ya yeji ayeji ayeji ano eji yim.
And now last night we had a great prayer service. And that's good, that's fine, laying hands upon the sick. That's a good thing. That's all it takes sometime.
Eye azon yito zame mie wogbe dodora fe subo subo gande ke enyo nto. Asida dare dole la oji ema nye nunguyade.
And then there's some that there's something back there that they can't catch, and you've got to get that person to find out what that is. See, there's something that's hindering them, something laying in the way, and one little shadow will vibrate it away.
Aye, come na amiado wole siwo nanelewo mere dake si wo matengwa lola ke elebe na kpone na mama ati nusie nye nua mikuya nane si lile mokhem na wo nane si togade muachi ke vovoli suyade kwe avuvu nua adeda.
Now, the little lady in there a few moments ago, she was so nervous, so upset. Poor little fellow, she couldn't even get her breath. She was just carrying on. See?
Azon apo no sola no afima sen vayi. Echaka ken, etotong to, no vi sue da gela, bogbometen le sumha o, deko wono, eye, deko wono, tukara wong mikuya.
Now, the thing you have to do, here's just a little inside, see? It's catching her spirit. See? And then you are projecting to her your very thought. See? And you change your thinking. And then when it does that, then you can center her on Christ, and from there, she can go on.
Azon e yenye nusi jebe na wo. Le eme eme afi da ke mikuya. Yenye be wale fokbogbo mikuya. Eke ma la den le wosusu dom de fosusu lame mikuya. Eye natengu atro wosusu de dewo mikuya. Eke ma ne ewone ne mala. Eke ma natengu atuye de Kristo ji. Eye to ema jikola atengu azoyingo.
But you got to change her way of thinking. See, she can't change it herself. She's just running a whirl. And you've got to pick that up. Now, there's a little something that give you something. Don't try to study it. Don't do it. Just believe it and go on.
Gake elebe na doli alesi wobua suswe mikuya. E yang toma tengwa tre o. Deko wole togo dodom ke de wolebe na le esia. A zon nuswe adele afima si ana wo nane. Mega notitimbe ya jureme kwa o. Mega we o. Ho ejiseko na deson ingo.
How could that little baby laying under that mother's arms have been dead since 9 o'clock that morning and this way in the night, that night? Where was that little spirit? You have to go find that spirit and bring it back.
Alekela wo devi swema si mlo etadafe abo ome legama esi kutong di gashe kemeke eye zamame esi santi vola afika efe kbogbo swela no elena wobe na ye adati efe kbogbo swela akplovi.
Now when you see it on coming back, then you can rise in the name of the Lord and call it. See? Then it'll happen. But till you do that, you're just wasting your breath. See?
Eye eye ako ne ekwe ukbonala ekama na tengwa chitre le afetola fengkoma ayueve mikuya ekama nwa acho gake vasere sinawo esiala deko ele dome ya gum mikuya.
It's nothing so mysterious. It's finding God. You're getting yourself out of the way and letting the Holy Spirit use you to whatever He wants to do. That's it. The main thing of any gift is getting your own ideas away and let Christ.
Menye naneke naneke sinyenu saga o. Nwaenye kekere mawungu eye na dedokyo dale muajibe na demona kbokbokokwe la wazangu. Awa nusia nusie ya majibe ya wala nenemaye nuganto kekeake. Na nunana de siya de la inye be amengu tofe susuo de deda be na demona Christo.
And whatever it said, if you want to know where it's Christ or not, if it's just a sensation, leave it alone. But if it's just an emotion, leave that alone. But if it's written in the Word, then it's God.
Eke ma anusi eyak blola, ne ejibe ya nyane inye be Christo ye alome nye ye ula, nenge sisilame kola, Megadenu emene o, ke neseselame kowenye la, megadenu emene o, gake ne wongule denye la mela, eke mama uye.
Always judge everything that any spirit tells you by the Word. The Word, don't never get away from that Word. If you do, you're lost.
Esia yila mito nyala trofo, nunusia nusi gbogbo ade anakblona mila, nyala e, miga tedato nyamakbog bede o, ne miwela, miebu.
Now, before we stay till noontime, just talking like that, let's just turn over in the Bible and read some scriptures here. And then we are going to, I love God's Word, I know we all do.
Azon afimia no eji vasere gawio venafula, ano nufofoji dede kone namala, minamia vu bibla alebe, miyakle ngongla dewole eme afisia, eme gbe emyele, melona maufenya,
I was going to preach this morning or talk, teach the Sunday school on the hidden mysteries of God since the foundation of the world being revealed in Jesus Christ. And I didn't get a chance to run it all out. I forgot about the wedding coming, so I maybe get that the next time coming by.
Azonyemedo, mayina maunya blogeng tisia alo nufoke. Afya kosira suku fe nusosuade kure mau fe nyagagla siwo lito hikia mefe gomododwa nyi melanguti siwo defia le Yesu Kristo me. Ke mon kwakwa mesu asinye be matoye kata me o. Menglo esia be bena alolele li e yata ma vato esia le gabubu me esi magatrova fisia.
Now I'm going to read some out of three places in the Bible. The first I want to read from Philippians 1, the first chapter of Philippians, beginning with the 19th verse and reading also to the 22nd.
Azon me dibe makle de sinu le tepe eton le Bible me. Gbanto me dibe makle le Philippi tau tak gbanto, aje egwa me to kukwe wi asheke li aji, nyakle ato blavovo velia hamen.
For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ according to my earnest expectations and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be manifested in my body, whether it be by life or by death.
Ela bena menye bena esia atrosu agbe koko nam. Toem ya fokuku de dekple Yesu Kristo fek bokbo la fek pekpe de ngume. Lenye la lave vie kple mokpokpo la nube. Nguna kakpem le nanake me o. Hafi bung, metua jide foblibo la katan bena. Alesi wo nona da la. Nenemake wa no fifia rambe, Kristo na de go le nye nguti la me, edanye akbe me, alokume o.
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I choose I want not.
Elabena na nye la, Kristo enye akbe nam. Eye ku enye vide nam. Ke ne nye akbenono le ngunti la me. Na nye do wawo woti aku. Nye menya nusi ma. Tia le wome o.
Now, over in the book of Romans, and we won't begin at the 8th chapter of Romans and the 35th verse to build on what I want to take for a text.
Azon le Roma tofe akbala meda. Eye miyejibe miyache eko meto roma to ta nyiliachi. Eye kukui bla tofo atolia. Be miyatu nusi miyejibe mato kena ta nyaladechi.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations or distress, persecutions, famine or nakedness, peril, sword? As it is written, for my sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Amake amamito Christopher Lomamaha, Fukpekpe lo alo nukakao, alo fudede, yomatitio, dawame, alo amamanono, ngotitoto, yimaha. Abe alesi wongledi enen pena mutio la wo wami hu lenka kablibu akatame wo buami abe alesi wo yina wugela ene gake lenusia wo katame mie duaji glo le amesi lomila unti.
For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angel, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, neither our height, depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Ella bena menye kembena edanye ku edanye agbo edanye maudola o eda nye jidula o o, eda nye ngusen o o, eda nye nusili fifi o, eda nye nusile vavage o, eda nye kokofo o, goglofo o, alo, nuwa wabubwade o, ma tengu ama mi ato ma ufe lolo sile Kristo Yesu mi afeto la megbo o.
And in Acts 2 and the 30th verse, therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God has swore with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to set on his throne. Now, this is much scripture, kindly going around from one place to another in the Bible, but we know that if this much scripture has been read, we're going to find something in there that's going to help us.
Azo esianye ngonglo sogbo, ewa sigbe ele khlafomto tefereka yitefebubu ene le biblame. Gake mienya esiabana ne miechlengonglo sogbola miakponane le eme siakbede de miangu.
And may God help us now as I would like to take this subject this morning as the word of absolute. An absolute.
Azo maunekbede miangu jrofifia esime miedibe miatotanya sia undisia wangenyati de kabe torofe.
Now, when I was looking this text up, I went to the dictionary. I thought, what? Somebody keeps saying, that's absolute, the truth. Absolute, this is it. I thought, what is that word? What does it mean? Absolute.
Azomye, esimemeleye, tanya siatimla, mayire nyatikbanle me, masusube, nuka, amyade yiji, nokboglombe. Emanye torofe, nyatefe, torofe, nusiae wonye, masusube, nuka nyati manye, egomande, torofe.
And I went to the dictionary to find out what it meant. Webster says, it is perfect in itself, unlimited in its power, primarily an ultimate. See, unlimited in its power, perfect in itself, and it really is an ultimate. The word absolute.
Eye me yinyati gbale mebe mati gomede de sile esi. Webster gblo be enye nusi deblibo le edokume. Sife ngusama sedo o. Le dofe gbantola enye nuwufe mikuya. Sife ngusama sedo o. Si deblibo le edokume. Eye vavala enye nuwufe. Emma enye nyati.
And I'd like to say this and trust that you'll catch these words because I'm not a trained clergyman in how to, in a psychological way, to bring a fascinating something that would hold the people. The only thing I do is try to do the best that I can. On account of the friends that Christ has given me, and I want them to see what my thought is about Christ.
Nu de ka si me wona la enye si be ma wonye ngutete kata de kholosio Kristo tona mulata. Eye me dito wokbobe wakponu siye nye nye susu kude Kristo ngu.
Now, every great achievement is tied to an absolute. You cannot run life without having an absolute. You can't make an achievement without it being an absolute. For it is the final tie post. It's the hitch rack at the end of the journey. It's a place where you are tied to something.
Azon dowo wogan de siade la wo blane de torofia de ngu. matengu a yile agbeme ne torofe mele asiwo o. Matengu a wonane ke le torofe fe anyi manoma nome o. Elabena eye enye bladengu soti mletola. Eye enye ati singu o blanane dro le nuafen mozo suafen wugu. Enye tefede si o bla wode nanengu le.
And the day that we're living in now, and everything is so breaking up, so fragile and carried away, I think that this message would be a very appropriate thing, especially to Christians. When they are going through their deep waters now, the Christian church is passing through the deepest water it's had for the last 2,000 years.
Lenkeke siasi memiele akbele fifiala. Esi nu sia nu ngena che eme hegbana kaba ayide gbegblemela mesusu be gbedasi sia anye nu si asokpli tututu vevie tona Kristo to fifia esi wole wopo togoglo metom Kristo ramea le togoglo wu metom esi mevakpo le fe akpe eve mamle sia wu me o.
Because we are coming to a spot to where there's something presented to Christianity, something they have to make a decision on. And I think that the Christian church ought to have something that they know that they are tied to instead of just floating about like a leaf upon the water. The wind, as the Bible said, carried about by every wind of
doctrine. Ke mesusu be elebe Kristo hamia nakpo nane singu wonya be wo bla ye wodo wo esi wano agbasam abe angba ene le tiji le yanu abe alesi bibla gblo ene bena nufafia pe yasia ya sifuna yina gagbona.
The winds come and blow the little leaf this way, and then another wind comes, the north wind, the south wind, the east wind, the west wind. You'll never get anywhere. You're not stable.
Ya ava afo angba swe atuta afi eye megbe ya bubu ava jeheya anyeheya ejepeya etorofeya madu afia deke gbede o malika o.
The Christian life should be a stable life. It should be something it's a principle that you are tied to that is more than life itself.
Elebe Kristo gbenono nanye agbesi pokelili elebe wanye nane si anye dodo si ngu obla wodo si awu agbenuto ha.
And you must have something that you're tied to. Some people are tied to their business. Some are tied to their families. Some are tied to a creed. Some are tied to the army post. We have different things that we are tied to. But I think as a Christian, we ought to be tied where we know is right.
Ke elebe nanana no asi o singuti na no bablado. Amiado le bablade wo fe ajongu. De wo le bablade wo fe fomoongu. De wo le bablade jikosi adengu. De wo le bablade doofi adengu le asrafo dome. Nuvo vovo le miasi si onguti wo blamido. Gake mesusu be abe Kristo towe ene la, ele nami be mia no bablade nusimye nya be ele tepe la ngu mikuya.
Because you might be tied to your family, and your wife could leave you. You might be tied to the army, and you might get killed. And you might be tied to any different things, and it's got an end. But there's got to be a final tie post.
Elabena na tengwa no bablade wo fomangu gake sron wo wola tengwa afa cholegbo wo atengwa no bablade asrafo dongu eye wawuo eye na tengwa no bablade nububungu ke nuwuli ne gake la elebe blade ngu soti mleto adena no anyi.
There's got to be somewhere that man has got to tie for his eternal destination. Because if you're going to trust it in your work, when your work is finished, it's done. When your family's taken, it's over.
Elebe afiadena no anyi si amenabla edokuido hena efe tefe mavola. Elabena ne etibe ya gbleide wodosimela. Eye wodola nya vokola evonau. Ne wode wofumeda kola evoken.
But there's only one thing that I think is a final tie post, and I believe that Paul had a tie post in his life here. And I'd like to side in, if we call it that way, and speak on that tie post. He said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
Gakenu de kali simesusube enye bladengu soti mletola ke mkhwesebe bladengu soti ma no Paulo si le agbeme afi. Eye meti be madode nenge be myanna nkwe nenema eye mafonu le bladengu soti ma ngu. Ekblobe nanye la Kristo enye nye agbe eye ku enye videnam.
Now, Christ was Paul's absolute. It was his tie post. It was the end of all arguments. It was Christ was his tie post.
Azo Christo enye Paulo fe todo fe. Eye enye fe bladengu soti la. Enye eto. Enye nyakeke wokata fe nuwu. Eye enye Christo. Sinye efe bladengu soti la.
Paul didn't always have that tie post. He used to be tied to the group of the Pharisees. And he had to be trained and educated so that they would accept him and let him tie himself to their post.
Paul la, bladengu soti siyame no esi esi ayi o. Tala eno ba blade farisi to ofe hatu tuadengu. Eye wolebe wa ghi. Eye wa sronu alebe. Amma ona londe echi. Eye wa blado kude ofe soti languti.
But one day, he was on the road down to Damascus. And he met Jesus face to face. And from there he cut loose from his Pharisee tie post and retied himself again.
Gake gbedekala eno Damasco mochi. Eye wodogo yesu nkume kpele nkume. Eye to emajila eto ka si ble de farisi to ofo soti langu. Hetro bla edokwi ake.
That Jesus, who he knew was crucified, died, and rose again, Paul knew it because he met the person. That changed him right there. He was never the same from then on.
De Yesu, amesi wonyabe woklade atinguti woku, eye wokafolangu. Paulo nye elabena edogo amela. Numa trezi rekale afima.
He never just met a book. He never just met a creed. He met the person, Jesus Christ. "Who are you, Lord?" He said, "I'm Jesus."
Menya agbale dedoko odogo azoya o. Meganye ji jose adeko odogo o. Edogo ame Yesu Kristo. Amekanenye afoto edongbe.
Let's think of that conversion for a few moments. I believe Paul was a sincere man. Be it this is Sunday school, we want to teach it like a Sunday school.
Minamia susu jedodo makpo, hena eyi vwenade, mekwese be Paulo nye anukwere me, esi wanye be, esi anye kosira suku ta, miya ti be miya fshie abe kosira suku ene.
Paul, I believe, was a deep, sincere man. There was nothing about him that was any different from anyone else. All those prophets were men just like we are. The Bible said so, St. James 5. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. He had his ups and downs, his ins and outs. And he prayed earnestly it might not rain.
Paulo la mkwesebe enye ame sinye ankore to deto. Eye nane ke mele engu sito vufona ame tuto de siade o. Nyaglodi la maokata la. Wonye amewoko abemya woke ene, Bibla globena, Yakobu koko itaton, Elia nye ame sinu vena abemya woke ene, Eye kokofo kple gegefo le engu, Efe eme nono o kple egodo nono o, Gake edogbe drave fiebe ti nagaja o.
And Paul was the same kind of a man like we are. He had his frustrations, his doubt, and he was an honest man. He was going to one of the finest sect of religions that there was in the world, and he was becoming a teacher of that sect. Taught under a great teacher, Gamaliel, which is one of the most greatest teachers they had of the day.
Hey, Paul, hang I'm a former visitor, young. A power for General Amafo, a predicate. Hey, when you're a median corre, a denas was walk on a hang you to a wood domator, a cassi, walk Paul, le kikame. Hey, were ye nade, nufiala suge, le comama, mame. A swanu le nufiala gun, Gamaliel te, a messinger, nufiala gun to a wood domator, a cala o seal and kakamame.
His parents seen to it, seen that there was something in Paul's life, and worked hard and sent him away to school that he might be taught in all the laws of God, and with a deep sincerity, he believed every word of it.
Ejila okpo nu si agbone, esi okpo be, nane le Paulo pe agbemela, wo wado se sien be, wadu ire suku, ale be, wafia nui le ma ufe se wokatame, eye ple ankwade didi deto, echo emenya de siade jise.
And he'd heard of this kind of a lower class of people, and how there had been a prophet, so-called, by his group, that had raised up in Galilee that was supposed to perform miracles and heal the sick.
Ke esenyato amegbleo pohatoto siyanguti, ple ale sinyagblodilade, siyanyanto pohatoto yonan enemala, no anyikpo si chitre le Galilea, esinguti o glolebe ewanukunuo he yododonowu.
But his sect that he belonged to would not accept this man of being a prophet, this Jesus of Nazareth, because he had not identified himself with them. So Paul couldn't go it because his own sect of people didn't believe in it, and they'd warned him against such.
Elabena meto adokwi de wo ma o esiata Paul ma tengu aye egbo elabena yengu topo koma mam meto mkho ejise o eye ogbenyane le numanguti.
And Paul, being honest, thought, if this thing is not of God and my church says it's not of God, then there's only one thing to do is get rid of it.
Eye Paulo esi wonya ni kore tota ebibe nenge benu si ameto ma ugbo. Eye nye hame globe meto ma ugbo la, eke manu de ka wole be ma ugo. Eye nye be ma de asile eme.
They get it out of the way because it would be a hindrance, it'd be a growth, a malignancy against his sect of believing.
Ek globe, mi de numada le mochi, elabena enye, ava nye mochenu, ava zu aditame, dofon, titre de epe komama, fe di chose langouti.
So he purposed in his heart that he would go out and cut this malignancy, as he called it or his church called it, away from his fine Pharisee group. One day, with letters in his pocket from the high priest, arrest all those people that were in that condition, because that would have been the charge that Paul was set to. He is on his road down to a city called Damascus.
Gbedeka gbekle agbalede asisi o khoto nunola gangbo de kotokume be yado asinana mesio le nonoma mamaji elabena ema enye tosiwo de asina Paulo ejemo yinade tu siwo yona be Damascus lame.
They had him quietened down around Jerusalem, so he'd stone Stephen's, and Paul had him stone, give witness and help the coat. Now he'd go down here and do the same thing and get rid of this great hindrance.
Wona do zile wonu le wogbo le Jerusalem vo. Ale wona wona wo fupe Stefano ke palu ye na be wo fupe. Edida sele esianguti hele awulade asi azo eyinade afisia be yaga wonu make eye ya de mohanu gansiada.
But about must have been about noon time, around 11, 12 o'clock, he was stricken down. And when he did, he looked up, and there was a light standing before him. And a voice coming out of this light saying, Saul, Saul, a question. Why are you persecuting me?
Gake ano abe, atengu anye ndome, gawi deke alo gawi evemelofu. Wofuifu anye, eye esi wodze anyi la ewu moji kasia kekeli ade to de engo eye be ade to kekeli la me gblo bena sol sol nyabiasi nukanti ne le yonyemetima.
Now Paul knew, or Saul rather, knew that his people had been following that same light since they come up out of Egypt.
Azon Paul nye, alo Saul bongwe, nye bana yepo tukola no kekeli makplom ro to keke sime wova to Egypte.
And if did you ever see the Lamb's translation of the Bible, the old Hebrew sign of God is a triangle light, more or less something like that, that the three attributes of God in one Godhead.
Kene de mielankure lamsa fe bibla gomede de ngutikpoa hoho tola he brivio fe jesi hohoa si fia maula enye kekeli jogui toto kloe la enye nane tokbe abe emma ene singe mau fe ngenge etuawo le mau ngenge de kame.
And this triangle light, the three in one being one God, was a sign to the Hebrew of God, light. And then when Moses met him in the bush, then he said, I am, which remains the same three yesterday, today, and forever, still the same God.
Eye kekeli jokwe toto eton le de kamel siya, singe mau de kala, nye jesina hebrivio hena mau kekeli. Eye esi mose dogo eya ma le nguve la mela, ekblobe menye si potonye eya ma ke etoawo eto. Ekbe, yide mavo me, si ganye mau de kama ke.
And Moses met him in the burning bush, he was alive. And when he led the children of Israel out of the wilderness, he was the angel of the covenant that Moses by faith saw and forsook Egypt, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater treasures than that of Egypt.
Eye Mose dogo eya malenguve bibilame, enye kekeli, eye le esime wokplo Israel vio to gbejila, enye nubabla pe dola, si Mose kpo le chosemae. Hegble Egypte di, eye wo bu Kristo fe ngpe gae wo Egypte fe kesino nuo.
By faith, Moses saw that was Christ the anointing. And the anointing was upon no certain man, but it was in a form of a pillar of fire. See?
Le chosame Mose kpobana, ama enye Kristo, ama siaminala, eye amisisi la male, ama tutuare keji o.
And then that same anointing came down at his baptism and went into Christ and dwelt in him. John knew it was him. He said, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit that led them out of Egypt into the wilderness and out of the wilderness into the promised land, upon whom thou shalt see this triangle form of God coming down and remaining on, he is the one that will baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire.
Eye esia magbala mi sisimake diva efe ngangrome. Eye wo yide Kristo mechenno eme. Johannes nyabe eya maye. Eglobana amesikeji nakpok boboma sikplowo dogwe to Egypte yide gbeji. Hega to gbeji yingbedodo nyigbanchi la. Amesichi nakpok ma ufe nonome jogwe totosia. Nadidido aga no ejila.
Now, Paul hadn't been privileged of seeing this yet. But just to make it true to you, the Jews were so forbidden to bow before an idol or anything like that.
As on Paul, la, gome kwa kwa me suwe si kwa be, wo kwa nu si atepe va sere fifi o. Gake be ma we, nu va ven na mi la. Se de devye wo nye na yura to be, wadeta aguna legba.
Now when he saw this great light, he knew that that was the Lord. Lord means ownership, control of. He would have not called just anything Lord, that staunched Hebrew, when he knew that that was Spirit.
azo esi wo kpo kekeli gansia la enye bena eye enye afeto la afeto gome enye nguto nyenye nuji dudu eya eya mele naneke yoge kobe afeto eya masinye hebrevi aku aku esime wo nyakotebe numanye gbogbo o.
But notice, he knew that that same pillar of fire had been the one that had led his people. And then he comes back and said, Lord, who are you? Who are you? I want to know who you are. You met Moses in the name of I am.
Afi bongu mi degesi, enya be jolili komanye de ka make sikploye fe dukola. Eyata, etrok blabana, afeto, amekanenge. Amekanenge. Medibe manya amesinenge. Edogo mose, lemenye fe nkome.
But now stop there with their thought just a minute. Jesus, when he was on earth, anointed with that they saw. Notice, he said, I come from God. The Spirit, the light, the pillar of fire. And I return to God. And he was made flesh in order to die for our sins.
Kema totere wopo susula ji hena miniti deka. Yesu, esimo wono anyigbanji, eye wo siamine kple numa si wokpola. Mi deje si be eglobe. Meto ma ugbo bogbola kekelila jolilikpola eye metro yina ma ugbo eye wo va zungutila be wa kure mia fo nuvo uta.
Then after his death, burial, resurrection and ascension, after he ascended up on the 40 days, he ascended up and on the 50th day he returned back in the form of a pillar of fire among the people and separated himself like tongues of fire and set up on each of them, and then they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Eye le efe ku didi titre titi kle difo yi megbe esi wo yi difo fola lenkeke bla ne megbe elia yi eye lenkeke bla toa gbe ega trova le tolili kpo fo nonomam le amo dome kama rokwi abe tso fo adewo ene hejede wo dome amasiameji eye wo kata yofu kple gbogbokokwe eye wo de asin popo ma kple gbogboglo bubuwo abe alesi gbogbola nawo be wa fonui ene.
See, God separating himself, God first in a great pillar of fire, God manifested in a human body. Now, God separating himself among his people.
Mikuya, mau sima edokui, mau le jolili pokande me, mau si de edokui fia lengutila me, azon mau sima edokui de etowoto me.
The pillar of fire breaking up and setting up on each of them like forked licks of blazes, cloven tongues set up on them, forks of fire. Cloven tongues like fire set up on each of them, and they were all filled with that and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Jolili ko sika edokwi me hejede wo dometo de sedeji abe jofo adekake wo ene ademama si jede wo chi jofo adewo ademama wo sigbe jo ene jede wo doma amesiameji eye esia yo wo katan fun. Eye wo de asi adeye ye dodo ma abe alesi gbogbola na wo be wa fonui ene.
Now you see, we are not a divided people. We've got to be in unity because each one of us holding a part of God. And we must come together. And then the pillar of fire is manifested in the wholeness, in the fullness of it. When his church sets together in heavenly places, then the fullness of the power of God is in his church.
Azo mi kwea, mi menya amesio doma ma o. Elebe mi anno de kae la bena, mi a doma amesia me le ma ufe akpade de asi. Eye ejebe, mi kata mi anno tu, ekema, o de jolili kola de go blibo tue, le efe blibo nyenye me, mnenye be, efe gama la kata fofu le tifon to o me la, ekema maufengu sala feblibo nyenye lakata le epechami amen.
Each one of us holding spiritual gifts and spiritual offices coming together brings that pillar of fire back again. And Paul recognized that, being the Lord, and he said, Lord, who are ye if I'm persecuting you? He said, I'm Jesus. And it's hard for you to kick against the pricks.
Nye dome amadesiare leg bokboma nunana wokle bokboma doa fo mede asi ne mieva fofula. Agatro hejolili kboma ve ake. Eye paulo de jesibe enye afetola eye woglobe. Afeto ameka nenge afi mele yowo metim. Edongbe nyenye yesu eye esese na wobe na fo afokbo nutonu.
And Paul was commanded to rise and go down in the street called Straight, and there was a prophet there who came up by the name of Ananias, or saw a vision and baptized him, and he was went out in Arabia for 3 years to study the scriptures to see about what this pillar of fire was that appeared to him.
Eye ojoyi Arabia fe etosong be ya strong onglao ne ya po ale si jolili po sia si jena yela le.
Now we find that Paul the rest of his life had that for a time post. He had met God face to face and was commissioned by God. What a time post. What an absolute.
Azom ye kwa bena Paulo. Hena fe akbe mamlea la Eto esia wo blade ngusotie. Edogo mawu nkume kple nkume. Eye mawu dedo asine. Blade ngusotie katokbenye si. Torofe katokbenye si.
That was the end of all arguments. That was the end of everything for Paul. All strife. Everything was gone. Well, I don't care what the Pharisees said, the Sadducees said, or anybody else. He met God vindicated by the word. That settled it. That was the rest of his life.
Emenye anukutocho katanfo nuwu. Emenye nuwa katanfo nuwu na Paulo. Nyapubli okata evo. Nyama folem mena nusi farisito oglo. Sadukito oglo. Alo amekake glo ula. Edogo mawu siji nyala dokpe. Ke nyavo. Emezu epe akbe. Fe mamlea.
Because he had seen God manifested and had been proven to him that it was God by the word and by the shape and form that he was in and by an audible voice that spoke to him exactly what it was.
Ella bana ekpo mawu siwo dedeko eye wodo peji nebe mawu ye tonya lame ple tonono me ple tete me sime wo no lame eye to gbesi fonu to se hegblo nu siwo nye tututu la neme.
Now that was a great thing. No wonder he could say before the Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. He was tied to it. There was something real, something that he knew, something that nobody could take away from him.
Azo amanye nukande, mawa yabe etengublo, lele Agrippa nkumabe, nyeme setode tifode de fiala nguo, oblede enguti. Nana li, sinye nuva va, nana si, o nyanywe, nana si, amyadeke matengwa khole si yo.
Now today, if we're trusting only in education, or a mechanical way of education to explain the Bible, then we've only got it from a mental conception. But no man has a right behind this pulpit to preach the gospel unless he has come face to face with it.
Azo egbela nenye suku de koji mie kado alo nenye de suku de fe adangu monu nyanye de jiko be nyacho de bibla gomela ekema de ko mie kho esia to ta gomanu nyame gake amiare kema kpomo ano nyaglotia fe megbe be wadegbe fa nyanye o negbe de wo pekpli nkuma kpla nkuma.
Like Moses on the backside of the desert, no matter how well he was educated, whatever had taken place, his fears and frustrations left because he stood on a sacred ground with God that nobody could take it away from him.
Sigbe Mose ene legbe ajifa magbe meka ale sigbe wo desukwe o nuka ke chola Efe fofon o kple jide fo o buda elabena etitre de mawu fe anyigba kokoichi esi amiareke matengu akolesi o.
And every man or woman that has an experience with God has met this same pillar of fire upon the sacred grounds of your heart. There is no theologian, no devil, no nothing. Paul said nothing present, nothing future, death, sickness, sorrow can separate us from that love of God that's in Christ Jesus. It's a tie post, you know something happened.
Edogo tolili kosiale fe chife tefe kokwela maun srola de kemelio gbogbovo de keo naneke kruao paulo globe naneke silififi naneke silevavage ku dolele blanulele matengo amamira to maufo loloma sile kristo yesu megbo o enye blade nsoti enya bana nejo.
No matter how much science raises up and says this, that, or the other, you are tied. You and God become one. He's in you and you are in Him. At that day, you know what? I'm in the Father, the Father, me, I, and you in me. You are tied to Him.
Meka ale si jojomanunya atitre akblobe ale emma aloke meola wo blao wo kple mawu miezu deka ele mao eye wo ha ele eye mame lenke kamaji mianyebe mele fofola me. Fofola le menye, mele miya me, eye miya oha miye le menye. Wo bla wo de eya mangu.
And Paul had a Christ-centered life. It was a different life than he once had. He once had an educational conception. But now he's got a Christ-centered life, an absolute.
Eye Paulo fe akbe tu de Kristo ji. Enye akbe si to vovo to esi wo no tan lagbo. Tan la suku de de fe susu de de no esi. Ke azola agbesi tu de Kristo jila le esi torefe.
No matter how much Agrippa could say you've gone crazy, Paul, you lost your mind, you studied too much. He said, I am not mad.
Meka ale si gbegbe Agrippa na globena wa ele tu kum Paulo wo takbok ble wa eslonu fun akpa edongbe menye adapa mejeu.
And then he got on to Agrippa in such a way until he said, thou almost persuadest me to be a Christian. He said, I wish you were, only besides as I am, but these bonds.
Eye wo dede Agrippa gbo le mode nu ale gbegbe be eya ma gblon be e fuire nu nye kuli be ma su Kristo to e gblo be ma jibe na sui negbe de ko sigbe nye ene ke negbe bablasia oko.
It makes you do things when you get a Christ-centered life like Paul had, ordinarily you wouldn't do. I look at ordinarily that man trained in all of the scriptures and things. Ordinarily he would have followed that line he was trained in.
Esia awowo be na wona newo ne Kristo nye tometina wo agbe abe Paulo enela awowo na wona ne sio matengwa wo le dodwanu o aso mi kpora le dodwanu la amesi wo mla keng lele ngongla okle nu okamela le dodwanu la de wakplo mosi ji wo hila. Lado.
But when he became and made Christ his absolute, his ultimate, then there was a different life. He did different. He done things crazy to what he once was trained to do. And it'll do the same thing.
Gake esi wozu, hecho Kristo wa efe torofe, efe kokofe wula, ekema akbela tovofo, ewanu si tovofo, ewanu takbo mano si tuerode heche si wo ke.
If the church would get away from that council of churches and come back and make God's word their ultimate, make God's word their tie post, that would do it.
Nede hamala atengu ateracho hamofa adangde hamakbo aga trova ato maufenya wawope kokofa ula ato maufenya wawope bladengu sotila nume awe.
But they're tying to a man-made achievement. And it's bound to fall. Well, the Bible said they would do it. But there's going to be a bride that's been elected since the foundation of the world. It's going to be tied to that tie post.
Gake wole wodokyo blamde ameng tofe nuwawongu. Eyata amukokoko. Enyo bibla globe wole ewoge. Gake ngbetoade le anyin noge. Si wo tsiya to keke kike mafe gomododo anyime esi ano bablade blade un soti mangu.
I can see eternity break, come down into time, it's Eden. And when it did, there come a line of blood all the way up unto Calvary. And from Calvary, tied with this line, it goes on to the tie post, Jesus.
Matengwa kwabe mavomavo ngeje yime le edemeke eye esi nusia chola vufeflitete ade dogote yi Calvary. Hegato Calvary bavayi si o sakple kasia de blade ngu soti langu Yesu.
And someday, when he comes to claim his own, everyone that's tied to that ultimate will be raised up into eternity. Why? They have been in eternity all the time. They were predestinated in eternity. They are part of God. They were in his thinking at the beginning.
Nukangtie, wono mavomavome, ya wokatan yi, wodo dadi hohoho le mavomavome, wonye maupe akpade, wono epasusum melegomajitiame.
And when that big rope is pulled of the line of blood, that token I was speaking of, when it comes up from the earth, everyone that was included in that blood will be dropped right up into eternity again. But the only way it'll be will be tied to that absolute Jesus Christ. It's absolute.
Eye esi o heka gansia sinye vufe flitetela jesi masi ngumeno nufomle esi woto anyigba jivala amesi amesi le vuma mela wokwe dare mavomavome ake gake more kasi wangela enyebe wabla wode torofe mangu sinye Yesu Christo enye torofe.
Not an achievement of man, but God raised him up from the dead. And he is an absolute, and we know he's alive because here he is with us in the power of his resurrection, doing the same thing he did when he was here on earth. I'm tied to that ultimate.
Menye amefenuwa o, kebo maufo ya mare chitrecho ame kukuwa dome, eye wonye torofe, eye mienyabe, ele akbe, ele klimi le afisya, le petite titi pangu seme, hele nou de kama kesi, wo wo esime wo no anyi banjila wom, wo blam de kokofwe mangu.
That's the end of all strife. I'm tied to it. That's my life. I was a sinner. And Christ saved me. I met something, and since that came into me, it's been different. And I'm tied to it. Everything that I am is tied right there. And then God separating his life and let me live in him and him and me. Then we're tied.
Afi maenge jirakeke wokata afanu ufe. Oblamde engu. E maenge nye akbe. Menye nufon wala. Afi Christova dem. Medo gonane. Eye. To esime numa vamenye la. Nwato vovo. Eye. Oblamde engu. Nusia nusi. Menye la. Oblede afi matututu. Eye mawuma efe akbe me. Kede mobe manno akbe le ye me. Eye eya gan le menye. Eke ma ye le babla.
I don't make any difference what others want to believe. To the individual, you are tied to that. That's your ultimate. That's the last word.
Nye, nusi amozi be ye wa akho selama wana neke o. Na amedeka de siade la, wobla wode esiangu. Eye inye wokokopo wu, eye inye nyam leto.
And then if he is the word, then this must be the last word. This must settle it. Whatever that says, that's that scarlet thread. That is Christ. And anything contrary to that, I know nothing about it.
Eye ekem ne enye nyala, ekema elebe siena nye nyam leto la, elebe esiana vonyala nu de siare si eyagblola eyenye kachima eyenye Kristo eyenu sianu si chitre de emangula nyemenyana na ketwengu o.
That's what we want to know, is what this word says. For I am tied to Christ, and Christ is the word. You get it now? And the potion of his word is lauded for this day. His Holy Spirit is here to manifest that portion of word.
Nusi koma jibe manyala enye nusi nyala gblo. Elabena oblam de Kristo ngu eye Kristo enye nyala nyese eme asua. Eye efe nyafe akpade si wodo dina ekbela. Efe gbogboko kwelal le afibe wade nyal fe akpama de go.
Just like it was back there at his birth, Isaiah 9:6. All down through the scriptures, everything was spoke of him, it was fulfilled. Over in the book of Luke, we see it that.
Tututu abale si wonogbadegbele fe jiji yi ene, Isaiah ta sheke kukuyate, le ngongla okatam vayi, wogblonu sianu to engu, esiavame, le lukape akbale medala, miegblona be enye, miekwe benenemae.
And he was the end of the prophecy to of him. He fulfilled that. The history, the songs, everything in the Old Testament spoke of him. It was fulfilled right there. That become the ultimate.
Eye enye nuwu enye nyagbrodila pa nuwu ha sikude eyamangu ewu asianu mutinyala hajijiwo nusianu le nubabla okwame sifonu cho engula wunule afima tututu eyazukokofewu.
That become the typepost of the word of God for that age. And the real born again people of this age that's filled with the Holy Ghost is the typepost of this scripture that's got to be fulfilled in these last days.
Eyazumau fe bladengu sotila na agbeno isia. Eye amesi o gugboga chiva fanle agbeno isia mela. Si o yofun kle gbogbo kokula. Wawe nge ngongula fe bladengu soti si o nu wolebe wawu lenke kemamle wome.
They are the ultimate. It's God's ultimate because it's his word and the word is Christ. The typepost. There's no way to get away from it. Something that holds you.
Wawe nge kokopo wu. Maupe kokopo wu ye. Elabena efe nyala ye. Eye, nyala enye Kristo, bladengu sotila, monu arekeme libe wachoda le ekbao, nane si lewode asi.
As I said, it makes you do things that you ordinarily wouldn't do. It made Paul do things he ordinarily wouldn't do. It made Moses do things ordinarily he wouldn't do. It makes every man and woman do things they wouldn't do. Ordinarily.
Abayale si megblanela, awa wobena wanu siole dodonula malo awa o. Ewa Paul, be wo wonu siole dodonu la matengu awo o. Ewa Mose be wo wonu siole dodonu la matengu awo o. Ewa ngutukleng nyonu de siade be wo wonu siole dodonu la wo matengu awo o.
It's something that you are centered to. It's something that's your stabilizer. It's like it's the anchor to the ship. The ship is tied to the anchor in the time of a storm. And if Christ is your absolute, you're tied to him.
Enye nane siji wo tuodo. Enye nane. Enye wo kalinu. Ele abe. Enye seke na tojivu. Wobla tojivu de seke langu le ahom tui. Eye ene Kristo nye wo torofola de wobla wode engu.
In time of trouble, the ship, if you let it rock, it'll break against the rocks. But what they do, they drop the anchor. The anchor drags until it snags into the rock foundation. And the ship is tied to the anchor. It's the absolute for the ship. And a born-again Christian is tied to Christ, and the Bible is the anchor. It's the thing we're tied to.
Le ise se o mala tojivula ne ede asile enwu osagbala avalo a gakpe o agba gakenu siwo wonala wo dana sekede tome sekela yina vasede siwa ku gogomododo gakpela ke wo bla tojivula de sekela ngu eye enye todo fena tojivula eye Kristo to siwo gugboga chila Oble de Kristo ngu, eye Biblia enye sekela, eye enye nusi nguti obla mido.
Let the organizations, let the different things, let the science, let the educators say anything they want. As long as that word says it and promise it, we're tied to that. There's something won't let us move from it. Right. A real born Christian. I stay with that word.
Na dodo agawo na nuokem na jojomanunya na sukudede na gblonya sinjrowo fa zi ale sinya magble hedo angbekola wo blamide esiangu naneli si manabe na terale ngu yetututuema Kristo tosi wo gbugbo chiwa vala wo nua anyi plenyama.
If it says a certain thing to do and a way to do it, that's the way we must do it. No matter what anybody else says, that's what God said. We are tied to that, a Christ-centered life.
Ne eyak blabewa wananela ble alesiwa weila ne nema olebe miya we mekanusi amebu bwade nagblawo numenge nusi maugblon ublamide emangu agbesi tude Christoji.
Christ again is like the North Star. You know, the world turns around, and the stars, really, the one you see as the evening star is also the morning star. The world just turns around to it. But it shifts away from those stars, all but the North Star.
Christo make gale abe anye hegle tivi ene, minya, hekela trona godo, eye hegle tivi o, lenyate femela, emma simye kpona abe fiensi le tivi la, eya ke ganye aguje hegle tivi, Hekeblibola deko wole to trom le enguti goto. Gake etenada le retivi maongu wokata ngu negbe anyehe retivi lako.
You can't set your compass up on the evening star and get anywhere. Because the next morning you're an evening star in the west, and the next morning you're in the east. See, you can't do it.
Azo matengwa jije wotaro pe fianu de fiansi retivi ji eye na de afia de keu. Elabena Nenguga ke ndila nukae elefiensi le tivi me le retorofe ke nenguga ke ndila edo jefe mikwea matengu aweu.
But you can set it on the North Star. Amen. A holder's dead center. You'll come out. And that's what a Christ-centered life is. When you're lost, He is your North Star. Then if He is the North Star, the Holy Spirit is your compass. And the compass will only point to the North Star.
Gaken atengu ajijede anye gegletivi la chi. Amen. Eye na lepe doma doma tututu. Adoleme. Eye, nenema akbesi Kristo nye tomati nala le. Ne ebula, eye enye wo anye gegletivi la. Ekema, ne eye enye wo anye gegletivi la. Bogbo kokwe nye wo tarofo fianu, eye tarofo fianu la, afsia asie anye gegle tivi la.
It won't point to a creed or denomination. It won't point to a sensation or whatever it is. It'll hold steady to the North Star. He is your North Star.
Mafia si jikose adeke alo koma achonko o. Mafia si seselame alo de siade si wonyela o. Etonade anye gegletivi la chi mava mave. Eya menye wo anye gegletivi la.
When you're lost, you might shift with denominations and things like that, but the compass, the Holy Spirit, will point you right straight to the Word, which is Christ. The whole you study. Tired of that.
Ne ebula atengu atrakle koma atonko kule ne namunuo gake tarupe fianu gbogboko kwela afia singala na ote. Esinye Kristo, eye walewo mafamafe, bladokio de emangu.
What if there was no North Star? How would a mind ever find his way on a foggy sea? What if there was no Holy Spirit to direct you to the Word of God, to manifest it and prove it? What would we do in this hour? The Holy Spirit points only to the Word.
Nuka acho nengebe anye gegletivi maliu. Aleke amelago akpo efe mo ne atiafu doble ku. Nuka wanye ne kbokboko kwe melibe wadro mona wodo de maupe nyalakbo. Be wade esiade go agadrokpe echin omaha. Nuka miya wo le gafofo siyame kbokboko kwe fiyana asinyala de deko.
Man shall not live by bread alone but by every word. Not part of the word but every word. All of it. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, that's what a man lives by. He's your absolute in your life. He also is your North Star.
Amemano agbede apolo de de kongu o. Ke bongu de nyasya nyangu. Menye nyafe akpade ko o. Ke bongu nyasya nya. Ye kata. Nyasya nya. Si donato ma ufo nume. Eye enye nu singu amena no agbedo. Enye wo toro fe le wo agbeme. E ganye wo anye regle TV la ha.
You know, we have to have something or another to settle the end of strife. You know, there was a time that when table manners rested upon what a woman said. I believe her name is Emily Post. I may be wrong on that, I think. That's right, Emily Post.
Minya, elebenane alonubu buna nomiasi si ananya fufli wofo nuwu. Minya, yadeo ino anif esi otu kplonguti dodo ode nusi nyonwade gbloji. Mekosebe nko inge Emily Post. Matengu adafufa le esiame. Mesusu be esogbe Emily Post.
I don't care if Emily Post said pick up your knife and eat the beans with it. That was manners. Why? She was the absolute of table manners. That's right. If she said eat him with your hands, you eat him with your hands. Why? This nation made her the absolute to table manners. Yes, sir.
Nyemetole menanu si Emily Post blo o. Mi tom ya pehe to ayi adu. Ema nye dodo. Nuka ngtie. Enye todo fe le klong ti dodo ome. Esia le tefe. Nede wo klobe. Mi duik le miya fe asio la. Nya duik le miya fe asio. Nuka ngtie. Duko siya tue wo efe todo fe le klong ti dodo ome. E amega.
There was a time when Germany had an absolute, and that was Hitler. It was an absolute. I don't care what anybody else said. When Hitler said, do it, you do it. You better. He's the last word. Hitler was.
Yare ino anyi esi todofen aden no Germany esi. Eye enye Hitler. Enye todofe. Nye metole mena nusi ame adek blo o. Ne Hitler blebe wela. Wola we. Anyona wo.
That was a time when Rome had an absolute. That was Mussolini, the dictator. A man drove up 1 minute early for him. He shot him in his car and jerked him out. Said, I said a minute early. I said, be here on time. An absolute. Whatever he said, they had to do it. It had to turn. He said he'd make the whole world turn by his word. It turns by the word of God.
Todofe, nuka ke yagblola elebe wa wodechi elebe wa tro eglobe ya to ye fenya awo hekebli bolana tro mau fenya nwe utronado.
There was a time when Egypt had an absolute. It was Pharaoh. I went out in Egypt one time just to see those places. And you have to dig down 20 feet to find the thrones that they sat on. The emperor of Rome. When I was in Rome and down in Egypt.
Eade ino anyi kwa si metorofo no Egypt si. Eye anye farao. Mede Egypt kwa kobe makpo tefe mao. Ke de welebe wa kudo afobla ve afia kere fia zikwi mao siji wo nolangu. Roma momo fiala.
See, it all turned back to historical dust because it was the wrong kind of absolute. That's right, it's wrong, it failed. It was man-made absolutes. And every man-made absolute and every man-made achievement must go to dust. They must go to dust. It's the wrong kind, so it fails.
Mikwea, nwakatan trozo blemanya fevufu dediko. Alabena enye torofe si me letefe o. E sogbe. Menyo o. E kpogege. Enye torofe ametowa wea. Eye torofe ametowa wea de siade kle. Nuwawo ametowa wea de siade la. Ayi vude dime. Elebe wa yide vude dime. Enye esi menyo o. Eye ta ekble.
Just think of our nation. When we get in trouble. If somebody does something. And they try it here in. Maybe in a, a small court of the city, some police court. Then it goes on, and finally it comes to the Supreme Court. Now the Supreme Court is the nation's absolute. That settles it.
Mi bumia de dukola nku ne kukiva miachi eye ne amiare wonane eye wotro vonu ne le afisia de oma hi le von dropo sue ade sile duame povito po von dropo me ekema aye chi ne nema vumleba ava do von dropo ga aso von dropo ga yenge dukola pe torope e vode afima.
Now in Canada, our friends from Canada can go from Canada to the Queen. But in the United States, it's the Supreme Court. That's the absolute. Sometimes we don't like their decisions, but we have to listen to it anyhow. Yes, sir.
Azon le Canada la, ni akon lo Canada to atengu acho, acho Canada a yinyonu fiakbo. Gake le dukopo fwa ome la, vondrofo e ganye, e ya inge torofo la, e ado yila mye lwa wopo e nyame toto o. Gake ele namibe,
we don't agree with it. We don't like the decision sometimes, but it's the absolute of this nation. The nation's tied to it. It's the end of all arguments. When that Supreme Court says you're guilty, you are guilty. We have to have it. We don't have a nation. What if we didn't have anything like that? Certainly, there's an absolute to everything.
Opo nyame toto mejo ajina mi yaro yi o gake eye enye toro fo na tukosia dukola le bablade enu eye enye nyakeke wo kata fo nuwu ne vondrope ga maglobe eje agola de eje ago elebe wono miasi ne meliola kemenye duko e male miasi o nuka e ajo nenyebe na ne kemele miasi ne ne mau kakareji tuela.
There's an absolute in a ball game. That's the umpire. Right? If he says it's a strike, that's what it is. Don't care what you say. What I think, the way I saw it, the way you saw it, is what he said. It's an absolute.
Torofeade li le bol po fome. Eya enye kpekula esogbe. Kene eglobe fuite e. Eya ye wonye metole menanu si nagblo o nusi mesusu ale sinya mekwe ale si wo ekwe o nusi eya gblo ye eya nye torofe.
He says strike, you have to agree with it, cause that's where it's going to be wrote up. Strike. What if there was no umpire? Now who would be right?
Ne ekblo be fuite ela elebe na lodechi ela bena nenema wole engloge fuitien nuka wanye ne pekula melio azoke amekatwe acho.
One said it was a strike, I said it wasn't a strike, it was a ball, it was a, well, you'd have chaos. You wouldn't know what to do. There's got to be somewhere that somebody's word is final. Amen. Amen. I feel real good right now. Glory, hallelujah. Got to be something that's final. I'm so glad of that.
America be futeye onye. Amevelia be menye futeye o. Bolu ato enye nukaye. Hunya hunya blibo miakbo. Miaganya nusi miawa o. Elebe afiadena no anyi si amedepe nga. Nanye muleto. Amen. Melese sem ledo kunye menye vava azon. Ngutiko kwe. Hallelujah. Ele ben nanana no anyi si anye mletwa siya dojicho na muto.
Oh, there's somebody who can say it's sin or it's not sin. I'm so glad of that. I'm glad for an absolute.
Oh, aso miyade li siya tengwa globe enye nuvo alom enye nuvo o siya dojicho na jichom de torofeta.
No arguing, no need to argue. The umpire said strike, that's what it is. It's marked up in your mind, it's a strike. Go on. When God says anything, that's the way it is. Don't need to argue about it, that's what it is. He said so. That's the Christian's absolute. That is, if he is a Christian.
Nya bo vli mali o. Me yan bo wafli nya o. Pe kula klobe fwi ten. Ke eyaye wo nye. Nglede wo susume be. Enye fwi ten. Eye na yingo. Ne ma wu glonane la. Nene ma wole. Me yan be na genyale enguti o. Eyaye wo nye. Nene ma ye wo glon. Eye enye Kristo tofe torofe. Emala. Nenye Kristo to wo nye kem.
God said, do it this way. That's what's got to be done. No arguing. Well, say it was nothing about it. God said so. That settles it. That's the absolute to the real believer.
Ma uglobe, wele mosianu, ke momanwe wolebewa wele. Nyapovli mali o, enyo. Aglobe, menye eyae o. Nane kema kurengu. Ma uglonenema, eyae vonyala. Ema enye torofena jose tova va.
What if it wasn't something like that? Where would we be? Would the Methodist be right? Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, or what would be right? See? We'd have, that's the reason, you'd have chaos. That's the reason they turn loose of that absolute. That's the reason they're straying with these other stars.
And nuka nenge be nana kemeli nene mao. Afika mia no. The Methodist to toyajo lo Baptiste, Presbyterian, Lutheran. Alo eka toyajo, nikuya. Mia gede. Amatae mia kpo hunya hunya do kesu sumatae wo tsokale torofo mangu eyatae wo leta trankpere relative mamlesia ongu.
But there is an absolute. There has to be an absolute. There must be an absolute, and there is an absolute. That's the word. What others say, it doesn't matter. Yes, sir.
Gake torofo ade li elebe torofo ade nanno anyi. Elebe torofo na no anyi godo, eye torofo ade li ha. Eye enye nyala, eye enu si amabu bugblo la, eye ameleve vie o, eye amaga.
Now, if we didn't have an umpire in a ball game, everybody be pulling one of those hair and fussing and fighting. See? That's the reason we need an absolute in Christianity. Stop just pulling hair and fussing and fighting. The word said it and that settles it. Don't take to it or take away from it. Just leave it the way it is.
Azona kpekula mele miasi le bol fofo maola amadesia de anonofia petada gem anojerwom anokodam ikuya susuma tae mie hia torofo le Kristo subo subo me be wajujo tagege kple jerwowo kple kodada siawo mikuya nyala gble kenyavo megatokpe lo adeleme o de asile engu ale siwo le ko.
You know, there's an absolute to the traffic. That's a stoplight. A traffic signal. What if some morning you don't work? Oh, my. Did you ever get one of them? I have. No doubt any driver has.
Minya, toro fada li na vuole moji, eye enge tochi, singe jesi na vuole moji, nuka e acho ne ekbe doa wangundia de, o miya tou, demi vado dema kwa, echo de chinye kwa,
what if that stoplight isn't working? Then everybody's fussing. They drive up there and say, I was here first. And I say, let me tell you something. I got to get to work. Oh, my.
Nuka acho ne jojikbe towo. Eke ma amesiyama anochire wom. Akufu adro afima. Ke amyade aglobe. Nyele afisiakba. Amevedi aglobe. Namak blon nyade na wu. Elebe madro tome. Oh, miya tou.
And women swinging pocketbooks and men fighting with fists, and you talk about a chaos. There has to be an absolute. Something says this is right, and that's it.
Nyonwo ano asima klo nyam, eye ngutuo, angloko ano dadam, ke afonuto hunya hunya ngwa. Elebe torofade na no anyi, nanesi akblobe esiae le tefe, ke nenemai.
When that light said stop, it means stop. When it says go, it means go. If it isn't, you're in trouble. That's the way it is in Christian life. There's a stopping place, there's a going place. God's word is that absolute. That's Christ.
Nejo maglobe tola egomenge beto. Ne eglobe chola egomenge beto. Nemeliola miadroga kame. Ken and my wonye le Christ of Benono me. Te felibe wa totero, eye te felibe wa jo. Mau fenya lying a toro for ma. eyenye Kristo.
Yes, sir. If the traffic signals are not on, then we got a traffic jam. And I think that's what we got up there in the religious Pentagon today. A traffic jam of make-believers, unbelievers, and everything jammed together. You just got a traffic jam. Why? They don't have no absolute.
Eh, amaga, ne mie, ne mojipa jesioma si ola. Ekama, mama aja. Eye, masusube, esiakpon miele, le subosubo fe, tano fe, ekbe, mwame fe, jaja, na ame wadokwi kose tou, jima kose tou, plenu de siya de si, jan fufu, mwame fe, jaja, ko miakpo, nuka ngutye, toru fa de kemele wo siyo.
One said, well, we're the absolute. He said, we're the absolute. God's the absolute. He said, let every absolute otherwise than mine be a lie. Mine is the truth.
America globe enyo mienye miawenye torofela amabubu aglobe miawenye torofela mawenye torofela eglobe mina torofo de siade si tovo na tongela na nya alakpa tonge enye nya tofe.
There's the absolute to Christianity. That's the end of all arguments. The Bible said so. That makes it right. Yes, sir. There must be an absolute in everything.
Eyata afima Kristo subosubo fe toro fe la le. Afima e nye ta fe flio kata fe nuwu le. Bibla glone nema ekem eye we wo sokbe. E amaga elebe toro fe na no anyi le nu sianu me.
Some is like the churches today. Most of the churches has their own absolute. Each one has his own. Something like the days of the judges. Every man done the way he thought was right. But that ain't right. See, that's when God's word and prophets wasn't in existence. The word is the absolute.
Ele sigbe hamawo na egbe. Hame gede ola wa unto fe toro fe lo si. De sia de la etole esi. Nane si le sigbe vondro la ufe nkeke ome ene. Ame de sia de wanu ale si. Wosusube enyo. Gake emma me sogbe o. Nikuya. Emma enye eyi si me ma ufe nya.
They have their own absolute. Each one says they are the truth and the way. We are the truth and the way. But Jesus said he was the truth and the way. The truth, way, and light. Is that right?
Wawong tofe torofe lawosi. De siare globe. Ye wenye nyatefe kple mola. Mia wenye nyatefe la kple mola. Gake yesu globe. Ye nye nyatefe kple mola.
Well, then he is the word. So there's the absolute. And the denominational absolutes, nothing to it. It's wrong. Let it go.
Enyo, ekama, enye nyala, eyataye afima yi torofo la le. Ke komara tonko fo torofo o, toare kemeleme o, enye alakpa. Mide asile ngune yi.
Now, man does right in his own sight, but God's got a way for him to do it. See, when God and his word and his prophets were missing, every man done just as he wanted to do, and that's what's been in this day.
Azo amewanu si chole yantope nkume, gake mwadele mawu sinebe wato awe, mikuya. Ne mawu kple efe nya, bakle efe nya glodi laome liola, ame siyame wanu ko abe ale si wajuribe ya woene.
Each one says, I belong to this. Are you a Christian? I'm Presbyterian. Are you a Christian? I ask you. One girl said, I give you to understand I burn a candle every night.
I'm a siamele gwaglombe, menye e siameto. Christo tonenye, menye Presbyterian to. Christo tonenye, ye me biau. Nyon viade globe, mana na nyabe, me sinavele sa siasa.
Another man said in the prayer line, I asked if he's Christian. Said, I'm an American. How dare you? Like that's got anything to do with it. See? They're tied to a nation. The other's tied to an organization. Dogmas.
I'm a bubu globe. Legbedora metafli me me biesebe. De wonye Kristo tomaha. E globe. Menye Amerika to. Moka nekpa abiam. Sigbede numadrona ne awok pakpele esia ene. Mikuya. Wole bablade tu kore ngu. I'm a bubu le bablade dodo waha ngu.
Well, a Christian means Christ-like. And the only way you be Christ-like is for Christ, the Word, to be in you. That's the ultimate. Yeah. I seen this before I was converted. I'm glad God got a hold of me before the church did.
Gake Kristo to goma enye, Kristo di la. Ke mode kasiji na tengwa enye Kristo di la, lela, enye be Kristo nyalana noma wo. Emma enye kokofa wula, ende, mekwene nema afi tro chime, eye ti chombe, maudro asi chinye afi hamea we.
So I knew, when a fine Baptist minister, Brother Naylor, is in glory today. He come down, he talked to me, and oh, there's many people who talked to me when I was trying to find God. The Seventh-day Adventist preacher wanted me to join up with them and so forth. But I seen that if I was going to be a Christian, I couldn't say it. Now, I am a Seventh-day Adventist. Now, that's all right. I'm a Baptist. It's all right. See? But I had to have something a little more sure in that. I couldn't trust because each one was wavering.
Gake me kpobena, nenge be masu Kristo tola, nye nye matengu akblo bena, aso me nye nke kadriak be Adventist to, oh, aso esokbe, me nye Baptist to, esogbe mi kuya gake lebe makpona ne singu kakadeji levie towema nyenye matengu akadeji o elabena odumoto de siade levuvum.
I thought there's somebody somewhere. You have to have a something is true somewhere, so I need the absolute, so I took one, God's word. So I read in the word that he is the word, St. John 1. And upon this absolute, I'll build my church. Right. So I took him at his word.
Mesusube, amiade le afiade, ele kokokobe, nakponane, siyenye nyatefela, le afiade. Ale, mehiye torofe, yata metia deka, maufenya. Ale, mekhle, le nyala mebe, eyame enye nyala, Johannes kokwe takba, eye, de torofe siyajila, matunye halado.
Revelation 22:19 said, whosoever shall take one word out of this or add one word to it. That's the absolute. That's the end of all strife. This is the absolute.
Nyade de fiye tabla vovove, pipi wia sheke globe. Ame de siye de si ade nyade ka le esyame. Alo ato nyade ka akbi. Eya enye torofola, eya enye nyakeke okatafon wuvu, esya enye torofola.
Whoever takes anything from it or adds anything to it, God said, always take his part out of the book of life. So that had to be the absolute.
Ame desye desi adenane le eme, alo atonane akpila, ma uglobe, ma de eto gome daja le akbegbale lame, ekema alebe esya nanye torofe.
And Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. That I know this every word had to be. Said precept upon precept, line upon line. That's the way it has to come. Just as it's written.
Eye Yesu Globena, Amemano Akbede Abolo de Dengu O, Kebongde Nyasianyangu. Eye Menyebe Elebe Nyasian Nyasiana no Anyi. E Globe, Dodode Dodode Ji, Eye Flide Fliji, Neneme Olebe Wavei.
Then he said, if ye abide in me, he is the word. My words abiding in you, you can ask what you will. I know then if Christianity was the word of God and he was the word, and by accepting the word lived through him, then I know if ye abide me in my word in you, ask what you will.
Ne Christos was born in Maufenya. Aye, aye, man, yalala, keto nyala home, nyala ano akbe, to aye, mamma, ekama, man, yabe, nem yele, man, aye, yale, miamala, mi bianusi, jim yele.
And if you are in the word and part of the word, you'll only ask what the word tells you to ask. Know the day you're living then, and ask accordingly.
eye ne miele nyala me, henye nyala pe akpa de la, nusi nyala gblobe na bia la ko na bia, na nyanke kesimene le akbele, ekema na bia nusi sokpli.
So therefore, back to the subject, makes talking about this personally, but I'm tied. I am tied to Jesus Christ, to him, by his word. He's my absolute.
Eyata, bematro itanyalakbo, webe, nyengtole siakblom fifia, gake melebabla, melebabladek Yesu Christo ngu, na eyama, plefe nyala, eya nyenge todofe.
I found that all these denominations and things had their absolute. Each one they had their own absolute.
Mekwebe komarato nko siya wokata, kle nwokeng la, wangto ufe todofe le wosi, de siede, the Sierra one to for le wosi.
The Catholic, when that Pope says something, that's it. That's the absolute of the Catholic Church. I don't care what the priest says, what the bishop says, what the cardinal says. When the Pope says it, that's it. That's the absolute. Correctly.
Catholico, ne papa mak blonane la nenemai eye enge toro fo na Catholico ramia. Yeme tole mena nusi fada gblo o, nusi bishop gblo o, nusi cardinal gblo o, ne pape ek gblo kola, nene mai wole. Emae nye toro fola, e yae le tefe.
In a Methodist church, many of the Protestant denominations, what the bishop says, that's the absolute. That's all. What the creed says, that's the absolute.
Le metodiste rame amekle protestant, komara tonko gede omela, nusi bishop lak gblo la, eya enye torofe evo. Nusi jikosea blola. Eya enye torofe.
In the Pentecostals, it's what the general overseer says whether you can have this person for a revival or not. That's absolute. You disagree his words, you're kicked out of the organization. See, the word ain't considered at all. See, you get these absolutes. Each one having his own absolute.
Le Pentecostia ogbola. Nusi jikola gala blola e. Ne mia tengwa kwa mesia kena nyonyo alo mia tengwi o. Eya enye torofe, ne melode epe nga oji o la, wang nga otokwile ododo agama me, mikwea. Ome diabu bunya lang, ya ngukura o, mikwea. Torofe siya o le mia si, de siya de la, epe torofe le esi.
But you know, I don't say this sacrilegiously, I say it for truth. I feel like that the way Paul did, when he said in Acts 20:24, none of these things move me. I'm determined to know nothing among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Gake minya nyemele esiak blom busubote o mele gloma abenya tefe ene ewona ma benene my Paul we esiwo gblole do wo tabla ve kwikwi blave vo ene amebe nusia ofo de keme vam o nyemedi be manyana ne kale mie doma o negbe Yesu Kristo.
I'm not bothered about these absolutes, where it's a pope, bishop, or a general overseer, or a counselor, or a system, or whatever it is. None of these things move me. I don't make a bit of difference. I'm determined to know nothing but Jesus Christ, his word made manifest among us. I'm tied to that. That's my anchor. I've anchored in that.
Nyametole menewo globena enyo mie leha ema metronu visuere keha o madwe be nyemanyana neke o negbe Yesu Kristo efe nyasi wo dede golemia domako wo blamde emangu eya enye seke makuseke de emame.
Paul said since I met him on the road, I've turned around. He straightened me out. How he straightened me out. What a straightening he had to do on me. But since he straightened me out, I got tied to it. I seen the word was truth. Everything contrary to it was wrong.
To simeme, Paulo globe, to simeme dogo e amale mochila, me trode, megbe, me egugwa dromdo, miato, alesik begbe, ogugwa dromdo e, amadododo fe do ka inge siwe wala ngunye, gake to esime wo drum rola me blado kunye de engu me kpobe nyala nge nyatefe nusia nusi titre de engu lange alakpa.
You know what? He had a purpose in saving me. He had a purpose in saving you. And I'm determined by his will to do his will. Reason he done it, I don't know why he done it.
Minyanu kaya. Tamadu brother le sisita o demdo. Tamadu brother le sisita o deo. Eye madui klikba. Tuepo lolonu mebe. Ma wuepo lolonu. Susu sitaye wuwe do la. Nye menyanu sitaye wuwe o.
Not add to it or take from it. As I said, Revelation 22:19 said, don't do it. If he's our absolute, it cannot be otherwise. No way for it to be otherwise. He's got to be the absolute, the last word.
Magatokbe alo adelema o. Abale si magblo ne langa de fiata blabo vovo kukuya sheke blabo magawe o. Ne eya nge miapotoro pola. Matengu anore bubu o. Mono ade kemeli nebe o. Wanore de bubu o. Elebe. Wanye toro fe. Nyamule tola.
You know, there were millions in sin when I got saved. He had a purpose in saving me. I'm the oddball amongst the brethren many times.
Minya, I'm only the million le nouveau ma esi ma kpodede. Tamarodwade le esi sita wodem. Menye am a sagale novio doma sigede.
Believes in predestination, seed of the serpent, baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, and all these other things that seems to be, and the visions and the power of Christ returned back and condemning organizations and things. I'm the oddball. But he had a reason to save me, a purpose for doing it. He saved me when there's millions of others in sin. But he saved me for some reason.
Si hododo diji se dafenu ku nyangro le Yesu Kristo fen come kle nu mamle sia okata si wo sigbe wonye kle ntega o kwa kle Kristo fen ngusa si trokbo hele fo bon dodo wa o kle nu okan menye amasaga gake su suade le esisita odem Tamarodo sita o wedro Edem Esime ame million bubu o gale Nufome Gake edengye de suswade ta.
There were educated men, there were smart men, there were theologians, there were bishops and doctors and so forth in the field when he saved me, but he saved me for some reason.
Ame nyakbala oli, ame jadang oli, ma unsrola oli, bishop o kle dokita oli, kle bubu a ol, le akbli ame, esime wodem.
And I see the word is the absolute, and I'm tied to it and determined. I don't know nothing else but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He had a reason for it, and I'm determined to hold that reason.
Kame kpabe nyala nge toro fola, eye me blado kunye de engu, eye me drebe nge manyana neke o nekbe Yesu Kristo, eye eye ma siwoklade atingu suswade le esiangu eye me drebe.
What anybody else says, I don't disfellowship them or discredit them, but I know what I'm tied to. He wanted me like this. He had me like this. I was made like that for a purpose.
Mekanusi amede sero gbloola nye megbia hadede kpliwo o alo ade okpoto o keke menyanusi ngu meblado kunyedo edibe manno alia eye wowom alia wowom nenema de tamedodo adeta.
I had to be made up with all these qualities and so forth and all these no counts so he could dig it out of me. Put something in there. That was his word. I'm determined. I know nothing else about Christ.
Elebe wato no no mangwi siya wakata kle bubwa wo awami. Kle nu siya wakata si manyo nanana ke o. Alebe eyana tengu akwira le mange. Keto nane de eme afima asinye efe nyala.
Christ's death was an absolute. It was an absolute. It was the end of all fear to them that was the spirit of death. His death is an absolute then.
Christ of Kulanya Torofe, and yet Torofe, and yet who will now for the Siade, now Mission of Kufum, Epakula, and yet Torofe.
People feared death. Even Job feared death. But when he saw the vision, he knew everything was gone. His family, his children, even his wife had turned against him because his stench of his boils.
Amo vonaku, yobunto vonaku, kake esi opong tegala, enyabena yebunu katakem, epofome, eefziawo, swangutoha, trochi trede enti, lepefe aditame biao pefeta.
He set out of his house on a ash heap scraping his boils. And his wife even said, won't you curse God and die to death? He said, thou speakest like a foolish woman.
Then
when Elihu talked to him, some of these days I want to break that name down for you, Elihu, and show you it was Christ. When he had this condition and everything was gone against him, then he saw the vision of the just one. He wanted to find a man who could stand in the breach for him, put his hands on a sinful man, the holy God, and stand in the way. And God let him see it 4,000 years away. It was his absolute.
Esi wo kpeno no mesia eye nu de sia de tro chitre de engula afi wo pon tega kure jojo tolangu eno titimbe ya po amiare sie atengu a chitre de gbagba fona ye si ato epo asi adonu fo wala kple mau kokwela chi eye wa chitre de mola me eye mau na wo po asia lepe alafa enesi avavala me eye enye pe torufe
raised up and shook himself. Hallelujah! When a man scared of dying, raise up and shake yourself. Look into the Word and see what the vision of God is.
Etitre kufufu adokui. Hallelujah! Ne amelevo vombe yakula. Titre eye na fufu adokio. Ponyala me eye na ponusi enye maufeng tega.
You seen that vision? He said, "I know my Redeemer liveth. At the last days, he'll stand up on this earth." And I'm tying myself to it. Though the skin worms destroys this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God whom I shall see for myself. I'm tied to it, he said. He saw it. It was a promise of God.
Ekpong tegama, eglobe, menyebe nyekoname tole akbe. Eye lenkeke mamle omela achitrede anyigbanchi, ale meledo kunye blamdengu, ne nye la menye o gbele nye ngutila,
He looked through the laws of nature, as I was telling you about the continuity of the law of nature, the continuity of the Word, the continuity of God's action. Everything is continuity.
He'd asked
in Job 14, he said, there's hope in a tree if it dies, a flower if it dies, and so forth. But said, man layeth down, he giveth up the ghost, he wastes away, his sons come to honor him, he perceiveth not.
Ebiese, lekyobuta yeneme, ebena, mokopoli na ati na eku, na sepopo na eku, to yijie, ke ebe, amegbetomula anyi, ke de asilek bokbongu, enu yina.
Then he said, if thou wilt hide me in the grave, hide me away and keep me in the secret place till thy wrath be past. He was scared of death. But when he foresaw being a prophet, saw the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he screamed out, my Redeemer liveth. Watch, he called him Redeemer.
Watch,
I know my Redeemer liveth. And at the last days he shall stand upon the earth, though after my skin worms destroys this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God.
Milen kudengu, menyabe nyekona metole akbe. Eye lenkeke mamle ume achitrede anyigbanchi. Tokbabe nyela menyewokbele nyengutila siyame la. Ke han, le nyengutila me, makpom ma wu.
God and the Redeemer was the same thing. God and man made one. I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself. My eyes will behold and not another. Amen.
Mau kule kona metola nyenu deka Mawu kple ame zu deka makpɔ Mawu ame si makpɔ na ɖokui nye nye ŋkuwo akpɔe eye menye ame bubu o. Amen.
Not nobody else but that Redeemer God. That's who my eyes behold. He's an absolute. He's the absolute. He takes all fears out of death. He takes all fears.
Menye ame bubu aɖeke o ke boŋ xɔ nametɔ ma Mawu eye enye ŋkuwo la kpɔ enye tɔɖoƒe eye enye tɔɖoƒe la eɖea ku ƒe vɔvɔ katã ɖa eɖea vɔvɔwo katã ɖa.
In Hebrews, the second chapter, the 14th and 15th verse, watch. He took the form of man to die like one for all. He took the form of man.
Le Hebritɔwo ta velia kukuvienelia kple viatɔlia me mi le ŋku ɖe eŋu. Etsɔ ame ƒe nɔnɔme be wòaku abe ame ɖeka ene ɖe wo katã ta. Etsɔ ame ƒe nɔnɔme.
This Redeemer come down and was made man so he could die the one man for all man. Oh, how did he do it? What did God become a man for? To pay the penalty of man.
But
on Easter morning, he came forth with the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Amen. God, who could die on a cross, the graves couldn't hold him. Nothing, hell couldn't hold him. Nothing could hold him. He rose. He had the keys. He rose a conqueror because he conquered both death, hell, grave.
Gakele istangdila etogo kple ku tiafe kple yodofo safi. Amen. Mau. Eyama si teng kure atito gaung ke yodometen lady o naneke o tiafe meten lady o naneke meten li daddy o efon echo safi o efon nye chidula elabena eduku tiafe kle yodosianji.
When he was on earth, he conquered sickness, he conquered everything, he conquered superstitions, he conquered everything there was to be conquered.
Esima wono anyigbanjila edu dolele oji edu nusianuji edu kosubosubo oji edu nusianu silibewa dujila ji.
And come out with death, hell, and the grave, the keys jingling at his side, and ascended on high and gave gifts to man, and come back on the day of Pentecost and hand him over to Peter. The church, amen. He is our absolute. All fears of death, because he lives, we live also.
Eye wo dogo kple ku tiefe kple yodo ƒe safi si nɔ vuvum le eƒe axadame helia yi dziƒo eye wona nunana amewo eye wogatrɔ va le Pentecost ŋkekea dzi hetsɔe de asi na Petro hena hame la. Amen. Eye enye míaƒe tɔɖoƒe vɔvɔ na ku ɖe sia ɖe la elabena ele agbe ta míawo hã míele agbe.
Romans 8:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We find out, bless Romans 5.
Roma to tanyi kukwikba, ea ta esi oto afsiana mi to koseme la, emitiva fa le miakple ma u dome, to mi apeto Yesu Christo ji, miakpo ya bena, mokwesebe emanye Roma to taton.
We find out, and he is our justification. God raised him up on the third day to justify our faith. And we believe it. And he raised him up to justify our faith. What did he do then? He sent him back, the justifier. Because our faith believes it, the Holy Spirit Christ come into it for our justification because we have raised from death unto life. And now we are sons and daughters of God sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Justified us by his resurrection.
Ke azon nuka wowo, egbugboto eyamada afia tutula, elabena miapo khose khwese, gbogbokokwe Kristo. Vagede eme hena mia pe afia toto elabena mie foto kume yi akbeme ke azon mienye mau vingu tuo kle vingonuo siwo bobon no tiponto male Kristo Yesu ma That
give us justification to know with the earnest of our salvation within us now. The very life of Christ pulsating in us, and how then can we deny the Word? But He is the Word that gives us this assurance.
Amaina afiato to me, bemia nyabana, plemia miafede, the popofe, didivavie, silemia mafisiala, Christo untofe akbel, lesisim lemia me, ke, alakemia tengu akbenu, lenyalakbo, esiwonye, eyamaine nyala, si nami, kakarejisia.
The Holy Spirit is there. What is it? It's still that North Star. No, Christ is that North Star, and the Holy Spirit is that justification that points the believer right straight to the North Star. The Holy Ghost will always point to the Word. If it points to a creed or denomination, it is not the Holy Ghost. He couldn't do that, pouring away from His Word. When He died to confirm that Word and make that Word a positive. Amen.
Amen.
He died so He could come Himself into that Word. He is the quickening life that makes that Word live again.
Eku alebe yangtona tengwa trova nyama me enye agbe gbogbo si wonabe nyama gagbona agbe ake.
That was His purpose of dying, that He could still project Himself through His church and make every word through every age act just exactly the way it's supposed to act.
Ema enye petamerodo sita okuro alebe wagatengu akle edokuito epe gamia me. Aga wonya de siade le agbenoyi de siade me awonu pepepe abale si wole be wa wonu ene.
He is the dynamics of the mechanics of the church. What is it? Apostles, prophets, teachers, so forth, and He's the dynamics that works that, and it's worked by a certain dynamic which is called, like, He's the fire that fires off the gas.
Kamia pa zodongu sa o nuka wonye apostolo o nyagrodi la o nufia la o klubu bwa o ke eye enye zodongu sa si drona esia eye e wadokle zodongu sa ade pomevi si woyona be eye enye joma si nana gazla lena.
He's a fire that, and in a combustion chamber, that when the gas, the word is poured over that combustion chamber, He's the one that sets her afire. He's the one that confirms it. He is the power of the resurrection. He is God. He is a power. That's what He is.
Eyanye Toma si le tonu golame. Alebe ne gazla si sinye nyala. Wokwere tonu golame la. Eyanye nusi nana woleto. Eyanye amesi duakpe echi. Enye titretiti pengu sala. Enye mau. Eya. Enye tola. Numai wenye.
Without controversy, said 1 Timothy 3:16, great is the mystery of godliness, for God was manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, received up into glory. He was God come to take the sinner's place. Yes, sir.
Edefa bena, nenemae Timote ugba tota toku kuya degbolo. Gaenye mauso srola fe, nyayaglala, elabena, maude edo kufia lenguchila me, maudola ukwe, ukwe yunguchiko kwe me. Enye mau.
When God raised Him up on the third day was for our justification. Therefore, exalted at the right hand of the Majesty on high, He is an intercessor to make intercessions up on our for our weaknesses as we confess it to Him and die out to
ourselves. Esi okwe de chi de ganye nye fendu si mele chifo la. Enye nye khoda kola. Be wakwanya de akona mnyafe. Na mnyafe kbojo kbojo o. Nenye be mnye vwo mena eyama. Hekuna mnyado kiwo.
Placing His word back in us, a promise. And our faith makes that word live because Christ is in us. The quickener to the word.
Hetrotso efe nyala de miyame. Mbedodola. Eye miyafwe kose wo. Be nyama le akbe. Elabe Kristo le miyame. Enye nyala fe akbe bola.
I wish the church could see that. All arguments and strife would be over. That would be the Supreme Court. That's the North Star. Hallelujah. That's the end of all strife. That's the end of all questions. That's the end of everything. God said so. That's the absolute. Tie yourself to it.
Aleke gbegbe meji be game na kpo esie. Nya be fli wo kle jirewo wa wo kata afo. Ema enye vondro fe gan la. Ema enye anye gele TV la. Hallelujah. Ema enye jirege wo kata afo nuwu. Ema enye nya bia se wo kata afo nuwu. Ema enye nu sia nu fo nuwu. Ale mawu gblo. Yenye toro fo la. Blado ku o de ngu.
Paul said there's nothing present, nothing future, death, sickness, nakedness, peril. Nothing can separate us from that. We tie to an absolute. Said for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Nothing else holds but that there. That's the absolute.
Paulo Globe, Nana Kameli Fifi, Nana Kameli Silevavage, Ku Dolele, Amama no no ngojidodo, Nana Kema tengwa mami dato esiakbo o. O blami de torofengu, elabena, nanye la, anogbe, enye Kristo, eye, akula, enye vide. Nububware kemeli, silemi, o, negbe, emma sile, afima, eye, enye torofola.
He is our absolute because we have the assurance of the resurrection because he's raised in us. How do we know? He lives. He does exactly here what he did when he was here on earth.
Eya enye mye fe toro fe. Ela bena titre titi fe kakare ji le mye si. Ela bena titre le mye me. Ela ke mye wanya. Ela akbe. Ewa nu si wawa la pepepe. Esime wono anyigba ji la le afi.
He's the same pillar of fire. We got the picture of there. He's the same one in the church. He's here today. And in this body, he performs and acts exactly like he did then.
Eya enye jolili koma ke si pa foto le mi si le afima eya de kama ke le ramia me elle afisia egbe eya le ngutila siamala ewo anu ke wa do pepepe abe ale si wo wota ene.
If the life of a watermelon vine is put in a pumpkin, it'll never bear another pumpkin. It can't. Cause it'll be a watermelon before the life in it is watermelon. And if my ye abide in me and my words in you, you ask what you will, you'll have watermelons. Amen.
Na wo de go vivi fa agbe de pemala. Magate pe ade ke akpo. Matengi o la bana ezu go vivi. La bana agbe sile emala nye go vivi to. Eye ne nye. Miele manye eye nye nye ole miyamala. Mi bia nu si anu si mi echila. Mi akpo go vivi o. Amen.
The absolute, I know it's truth. I've tied my soul into that and I know it's the truth. God's word is our absolute.
Todofela, manyabe enye nyatefe, mabla nyelufonde siangu, eye manyabe enye nyatefe, maufe nyala, eye enye miyafe todofe.
2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, we read that we'll be caught up with our loved ones to meet him in the air. Oh, how my heart pulsates to every word in his book. Amen.
Le Thessalonica to Valiata Valia Memia le Clemle. Wa comia tue clemia pelonoto, Bemiada pe yamale yame. Oh, a la canyetilla to sim, ying at a siade silepak balela magwe. Amen.
God said we'll be caught up in the air to meet our loved ones. Amen, said the word. Down in my heart, for the words in there.
Mau glombe, wa comia yame, Bemiada pe, emia pelonoto. Amen. Nena manyala le bokblom le nyechime. Ela bena nyala le ema afima.
I've hid thy word in my heart, Lord, that I sin not against you. I bind them upon my fingers, upon my bedposts. They are always before me. I shall not be moved.
Megala nye nyawode nyechime. Afeto bena nye magawanu vode nguo. Mebla wode nye asibide wongu. De nye abatiti wongu. Ele nkunye meda.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are my absolute. I'll go down through there and you'll pull me out.
Eh, nemezoku bali pevo voli maha. Nyema vojok bofuya de keu. elabena wenye nye todo fwe, mato afima, eye wona hem dogui.
I go into the deep waters of my ship, you're my anchor. Hey, man! You're behind the veil there. You're the one that'll stir me through the storm. You're the one that'll be there, my anchor in glory when I come down to the shadows of the valley of shadows of death.
My itisio goglona nye tojivula me. Wola na wenye nye seke. Amen. Wele chometovola godole afima. Wenye amesi adro nye kudonam le ahome. Wenye amesi ano afima. Nye seke le ngutiko kwe me. Ne me do bali fe vovoli me la kupe vovoli me.
When I come down to the Jordan, when I have to cross over, he is my absolute. I'm tied to the resurrected one on the other side. He'll pull me through the danger.
Ne me vado yodanula ne wolebe ma chotola e ya nye nye toro fe me blado kunye de amesi foto ama kuko domelangu le gokameji ahem ato ti wadao me.
I'll fear no evil for thy heart with me. Hey, amen. Let the storms rage, life, death, whatever there is, nothing will stop. I'm tied to that post. That post holds, it holds within the veil. It anchored.
Nyema vonjok bavoye de keo. Elabena wele gbonye. Amen. Ahomna tufa. Akbe. Ku nusia nusilila. Naneke mamamda o. Oblamde soti mangu. Soti la like. Elike de chometovala me. Ekuseke.
It anchored against God. It anchored against my heart. The Holy Spirit's what stirs me to that promise. I am not I was, will be, I was, I someday will be, I am. The resurrection and life, saith God.
Eku sekede maungu la afimada. Eku sekede nye chingu. Bokbo kokwe nye nusi vam rode ngbedodo magbo. Menye. Menye mavanye u. Menye tau. Mavanye gbedeka u. Nye nye titre chichikple akbela. Nenemaye maugblon.
He believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Let death do whatever it wants to. It'll never bother me.
Amesi chotinye sela, ne ega kuha ano akbe. Eye amesi amesi le akbe, eye wo le jinye chomle se semla ma ku akpo o. Nabe kuna wanu si anu si jurifa, ma defuna ma akpo o.
Because I'm persuaded that even a sickness that might take me, or a bullet from a gun someday might take me. I don't know what it'll be. What difference does it make to me? For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
Elabena makadeji, makadeji bele dolele siyatengwa klomjui maha. Alo ne, wadatu mechotukbe siyatengwa klomjui gbedeka. Nyemenyanu sinyege wala o. Nuka pe siyawona. Elabena nye la ano akbe enye Kristo. Eye akula enye vide.
Oh my, because I'm determined. I know him setting out across the river of death where he'll pull me into his presence someday, justified by his righteousness that I accepted of his death upon the cross. God made flesh among us, still flesh in us, still spirit in our flesh. Amen.
Oh, mieto, elabena madri klikpabe, menya eyamasi bobono anyide kupe tolagodo afisi wahem ayi lefen kumek bedeka efe jojo nyenye atu afsianam bena melo kekwa efe kure atito gangula jise mau si zungu tila lemia dome si kwoto nye ngutila lemia me si kwoto nye gbogbo lemia fe ngutila me. Amen.
He's my absolute, he's my all. Anything outside of that, nothing in my arms I bring. I know nothing else besides Christ and him crucified. Don't want to hear nothing else but Christ and him crucified.
Eya nye nye torofe, eya nye nye nusianu, nu de siadele emagodola, nye me tona nekede asive o, nye me nyanu bubwadeke u Christo o, eye eya masi woklade ati unti, nye me jibe masi nu bubwadeke u Christo o, eye eya masi woklade ati unti.
My heart says amen to every one of his promises. That's why I know his Holy Spirit is a compass. It guides me to the word. Never has one of them visions ever said anything to me but what was right in that word. Oh, that's where I got my assurance, brother.
Oh,
the That night when he told me about that, I've watched those visions, and I'll call your attention. Has that vision ever said anything that was contrary to the Word? Never a time has it ever been wrong. Why? It's God. That's my tie post.
Zamama esi ofonu namto numangula, melankure ntegama ungu, ke melemia pasusuo hemve, de ntegama gblonyade kposi titrede nyalangwa, mevame eareke yikpobe o dafu o o. Mkangutie, mawye, emaenye, nyeblade ngusotila.
Now I know one morning in a vision I see my loved ones across the river yonder. It's there! I'm bound for that promised land. I got to meet there someday. Yes, indeed.
Hey, I'm a nyabek bede kang di leng te gamela. Mekponye lo loto le tola gododa. Ele afima. O blam deng bedodo nyigba mangu. Bekbele ngunye le afima bede ka. Eva vahe.
He's my absolute. He is my sun. He is my life. He's my tie post, my north star. He's all that I could ever think to be. He is that to me. He's my life.
Enye nye torofe. Enye nye le. Enye nye akbe. Enye nye blade ngusoti. Nye anye gheleti. Enye nusi anusi matengu abube manye. Eye wo nye nam. Enye nye akbe.
Denominations, to me, not hurting your feelings. I don't want to do that. But the word is like a two-edged sword. It can't push without cutting. Especially when it's cutting in darkness.
Komaha tonko, nanyela, menyebe ma de abimiangu o, nyemedibe ma wenene ma o, gake, nyala le abe irade nwefe ene, esia matengu ada, adokpo nulala o, nyikuya, vevieto, ne ele nulam le vivitime.
Notice, denominations are like other stars. They shift with the turning of the world. That's right. Every way the world goes, they let their women cut their hair, wear shorts and everything else. It just shifts with Hollywood and everything else.
Mi dege si, komara tonko le abere TV ma malewo ene, o vade kike me fe to tronu, ele te fe, mosia mosi jiki ke me trodo ko, o de asile opo nyonu ongu, o kpada, do atak pi o kple nu si anu, de ko o vana kple Hollywood kple nu bubu de siade.
Oh, brother! Still remains the truth. That unmovable word of the living God is still the truth. It's my absolute. What it says is the truth.
Gake, oh, nothing to. Ema ya kpotonye nyatefe kokoko. Ma ugwakbe fe nya mafama fama kpotonye nyatefe. Eya inye nye toro fe. Nusi woglola inye nyatefe.
Let the denomination shift anywhere they want to. They want to discredit the name of Jesus Christ with a title, that's up to them. But to me, there's not another name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved.
Mina koma haton kona vai afisi afisi wolo. Wodibe yo ade Yesu Kristo fanko kpoto kple bubu nko o. E male wogbo. Kakena nyela nko bubu areke mele tifu ate. Si wona le ame wotome. Si jina to akpo de de o.
Me, that's the foundation word. That is where the cornerstone is. I don't want to shift with no denomination. I've got my compass here within me. The Holy Spirit points me right straight to the absolute.
Nanyela, emanye gomododo nyala, afima ya jogojikpela le, nyemejibe ma vakle komara tonkwa de keo, nyetarofwe fianula le menye afi, bokbokokwela, sifia si torofwe lanamte.
For both heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Now I've hid it in my heart, and the Holy Ghost pulling me right to it. I'm determined on anything else. That's my absolute. Just let it be like that. That's the way I want it. Oh, my. Now, brother, sister, make your absolute in him. Yes, sir.
Eye gbogbogbogbo la fia sim dode esia gbote madribe ni manya nububu adeke o emanye nye torofe mina wonone na mako nene mama jibene no o miato azon of ingutu novinyonu wo wo torofe de eya mama e amaga.
In a time of trouble I had here not long ago, lost wife, children, everything, somebody said to me, he said, Did you keep your religion? I said, no, he kept me.
Lei se sensio me metole afisi ate pa me didiola mebu sronye vinye kple nu sianu ame ade gblo nam be ebena de egale wosubosubo me de asia megblo be o eya elem de asi mikuya.
See, I had an absolute to know that someday I'll see him again. Amen. I couldn't have made it if I wouldn't have that absolute. It made the difference to me where I was tied because I know that's him again.
Nikuya, torufa dele asinye be manya esia bena agbedeka magakpowo ake. Amen. Nye matengwa we o, nenye de torufa mamele asinye o, esia navu vututula lemmenye, esisia e oblamdo elabena menyabe magavakpowo ake.
Now by grace I am tied to him that said I am. Not I was, I am. Ever present, omniscient, omnipotent, infinite. He is not I was, I am. He's still the resurrection. He's still the North Star. He's still everything to me.
Azon to amenveve mamela me blado kunye de eyamasi globe menye, menye menye ta o, menye tegbe, sili tegbe, wokata, nwokata nyala, wokata, Musa wakata to, serofo manosito, bena, menye ta o, menye, ekpoto ganye titre titila, ekpoto ganye anye relativi la, ekpoto ganye nusianuna.
Moses had an absolute. When he met that burning bush, that was an absolute to him. When Joshua, oh, you know, sometime when you take an absolute will lead you to a paradox. That's right. Yes, a paradox is something that's real but can't be explained. It's a paradox.
Musala torofo no esi esime odogo nve bibi mala emazu torofo ne esime Joshua o minya yado yi ne etia torofo la akplo wo aye majokpo jogbo eletefe e majokpo jo enye na ne si nye nu vava gake o matengu adema o.
When Joshua is standing there and seeing he had need, God had commissioned him to go there and take that land, whip out all that people and put Israel in the land.
Esime Joshua titre de afima hekpo be yedoga hiame, mbawu de doa sinebe wa yi afima adakwa nyigbama ne wa churon futoma okata eye wa cho Israel doa nyigbalaji.
One day the armies got routed and out in the country and the first thing you know, he knew he had him whipped as long as he got him busted up.
Kegbedeka vakala kpo gege legbeaji afima eye nugba to sinanyala enyabe yele wo sigezi alesi yenabe wo kakaku.
So when he did, the sun was going down. Joshua, he was tied to an absolute, the word of God, the creator. He was tied to a job he had to do. Amen. Sometimes it ain't pleasant to have to do it. You have to hurt feelings, cut and chop, but it's an absolute.
Eye ta sima owela enotodom. Evo Yosua no bablade toro fade ngu singe mau fenya walala. E no bablade dosi wolebe wa wola ngu. Amen. Yado yila ewo womenye nu sivivina kura o. E hiyambe na de abiyame ngu ala nu eye na chanu gake enye toro fe.
Yeah, need, he said, star, sun, you stand still. Moon, you hang right there. And for 24 hours she stood still. Oh, talk about a paradox. But he was tied to an absolute with a commission. Yes, indeed, God had commissioned him.
Edoga hime, eglobe, le, wotote po ade afima, leti, wotote de afima tututu, eye, henaga popo blabo for enela, etote po. Oh, afonu to majokpo jongwa, gake, enoba blade toro fade ngu.
John was sure he would see the dove when he came upon him. When I seen that pillar of fire like Paul on the road down to Damascus, I know that was God's absolute. There was coming a revival going to sweep the lands. I know it would forerun the second coming of Jesus Christ, and I believe it yet today. It's my absolute.
Johannes kade chibe yakpo akpakpala ne ediva eyamaji. Esi mekpo jolili kpo ma abe polo ene lefe moji yina Damasko la menyabena ema enye mawu fe toro fe ngonyo adek bona si akplo nutu anyikba la chi menyabe esi adongona Yesu Kristo fe vava efelia eye megakho eji sevasere ekbe siara eye enye nye toro fe.
Though it was a paradox, sure it was a paradox, for a pillar of fire to hang up there in the sky and papers and everything taking a picture of it.
It's
a paradox the other day on March the 15th or May the 15th, no, March the 15th, this last year, one, 3 or 4 months beforehand, service, what time is it? Said we go out there and seven angels will meet and come back and the book of the seven seals will be opened.
Enye majokpojo le te doke wia tolia fen keke maji alo dame wia tolia jie mokwese beye o te doke wia tolia ye le vesiva yime esi le letie ton alo ene dongo na amagawe gameka enye si o globe nya dogo aye afima eye maudola adria o adogom eye matrokbo eye wa vunu trenu adria o fe agbalela.
And standing right there with Brother Fred Sopman just said amen there. Standing there by him while I told it to be a noise that shake the country. I said, it'll be there. It's thus saith the Lord's own tapes from Phoenix all the way around. It's thus saith the Lord.
Eyem notitrede afima tututu klen of to Fred Sopman. Amesik blofifi labe amen le afima. Hen notitrede ekbole afima. Nukangutie. Mekblona obena. Nuo wade adekbe. Si afufu tukola. Eye mekblombe. Ajole afima eye ale afetokblo esi ele nyafokao ji to finish vaivu pero enye ale afetokblo esi.
One day standing there picking the cockleburrs off or the little bullheaders off my legs like it was there, that seven angels broke through from the sky and shook the place till rocks of wind 50 or 60 pound rolled down the hillside.
Berekame titre de afima keno miti o dem lenye ata legbe nguti alo ngbeku o seo lenye ata o nguti aba ale si wono le afima esima u dola atre ma o tso jingoli mefa do enuma ke ke vubu tepea ale legbe gbebe pe si wofe dadame ato pon bla ton yi bla den la mlele to akugu.
There stood seven angels standing there commissioned to go back and to bring these messages, and said one by one they would meet and tell what happened, and it did exactly that way.
Afima mau dola adresia o no titrede afima la dedo asina mbe matroyi eye ma gbeda sisia o ve eye wo glo be deka be yewo adogo klim agblo nu sila jola eye ejo tututu nanama.
And when they ascended up on high like that, went 30 miles high in the air, and on the same day they took the picture of it, science did and went around the world.
It's a
paradox, but it's an absolute. It tied me, tied her into Jesus Christ, winding my life into him. I know it seems strange. It's always a.
Enye majokpojo gake enye torofe esia blam se siende Yesu Kristo ngu heda nye agbefe sekede eyamame menyebe enye nusi womoya enona nenema esia yi.
It was a paradox for Paul to meet Jesus on the road to Damascus. It's a paradox when God changes a black sinner's heart and washes it white in his own blood. It's a paradox. Certainly.
Enye majokpojo na Paul be wodoko Yesu le Damasko moji. Enye majokpojo esime mawu tronu von la pechi yibo. Hekulo engu wofu yi ple yeng tope fu. Enye majokpojo nyate fetui.
You believe in paradox. And that paradox, if it's according to the word of God, it can be your absolute. Paul's conversion was a paradox. And become his absolute.
Dene ko majokpojo jisia. Aye, nu majokpojo ma ne ele mau fanya nula atengu anye wotorofe Paul fem jimetotro nye nu majokpojo aye wotrosu efe torofe.
Remember here some time ago I was studying with an old druggist and we were talking in a little place. He said, Brother Bram, I want to ask you something. And he was a Baptist, and so.
Mi don kui la afisia yade yivayi menno anyikle atike jirala titila. Eye, mye no jedrom le te fesue ade, e globe, no vingu tu branam, me jibe ma biyana ne wu, ke e yang tonye baptiste to.
He said, do you believe in a paradox? I said, sure. Certainly, he said, I wouldn't tell this nobody else but you. He said, but I know you believe this.
E globe, dene kon numa jokpo jojise na, me gblɔ be tsã ɖe me xɔe se kaka ɖe dzi toe egblɔ be nye magblɔ esia na ame bubuwo negbe wo ko ebe gake me nye bena exɔ esia se.
He said during the time of the depression, said they had to have an order from the county to get medicine for the sick.
Egblɔ be le gakudi ŋɔli la ebe elebe wa xɔ mɔɖegbalẽ tso nutomedzikpɔlawo gbɔ hafi akpɔ atike aƒle na dɔnɔwo.
He said one day I was sitting back here in a drugstore, said my son was waiting on the customers and said, I seen a woman come in, said she was, you can see she's going to be mother right away.
Eye wo gblɔ be gbeɖeka la menɔ anyi ɖe megbe afi sia le atikedzraƒe xɔa me ebe vinyenɔ nuƒlelawo subɔm ke ebe mekpɔ nyɔnu aɖe ge ɖe eme egblɔ bena nyɔnua nye ate ŋu akpɔ bena egbɔna vidzi ge fifi la.
And said, the little thing could hardly stand up, and her husband poorly dressed, both of them, and she leaned against the side of the counter, and he went over and asked my son, he said, I've got a prescription here from the doctor. He said, would you fill it for me and let me take my wife on home?
Eye wo gblɔ be sesetɔe hafi nusue ma ate ŋu anɔ tsitre eye srɔ̃a do awu dahewo wo kple via katã eye nyɔnua ziɔ ɖe nudzrakplɔ la ŋu ale wozɔ yi hebia nya vinye gblɔ bena dɔkita ƒe atike ŋɔŋlɔe nye si le asinye egblɔ be ɖe nalɔ akpɔ gbɔnye be makplɔ srɔ̃nye yi aƒemea.
He said, I tried to let her stand that line. Just look down the street there. He said, it'll be 4 or 5 hours. And said, she's not able to stand now, you can see.
Ebena, meje agbagba be mana wa chitre de fli la me. De nkuko na kpo mododo chi afima. Ebena, akho gafufu ene alo aton. Ke ebena, maga tengwa no chitre fifia o, atengwa kui.
And the young fellow said, sir, I can't do that. He said, I'll have to have that order first, because I can't do that. It's just against the rules.
Eye ɖekakpui la gblɔ bena amegã nyenye mate ŋu awɔ nenema o egblɔ be ele be maxɔ mɔɖegbalẽ ma gbã hafi ebe elabena nyenye mate ŋu awɔ nenema o deko nu sia tsitre ɖe ɖoɖoawo ŋu.
And said his daddy said he was sitting back there listening, see what the boy said. He said, just a minute, son, what is that? And said he walked up there, and the old man, a real Christian, real sainted old man, he said, what is it, my good brother?
Eye egblɔ be efofoa gblɔ be ye nɔ anyi ɖe megbe afi ma nɔ to ɖom ye kpɔ nu si ŋutsuvi la gblɔ eye wògblɔ be lalavie vinye nuka enye nua eye wògblɔ be ye zɔ yi afi ma ke ametiti la nye kristotɔ vavã ametiti kɔkɔe vavã aɖe egblɔ be nuka ye nɔvinye ŋutsu nyuie.
And he said, sir, he said, I'm my wife, she's just ready to deliver, and said, I got an order from the doctor. Here's some medicine. She must have it right now. And said, I took her down to stand in the room there and said, I looked at this line and said, I doubt whether I get in this afternoon.
Eye o gblɔ bena amegã ebena menye srɔ̃nye sɔgbe na vidzidzi egblɔ be menye dɔkita ƒe nuŋɔŋlɔ le asinye le afi atike aɖe si dze be wòano fifi la eye wògblɔ be mekplɔe yi be wòatsitre ɖe xɔa me afi ma eye egblɔ be mekpɔ fli sia ɖa ebena meke ɖi be mate ŋu aɖo eme ɣetrɔ sia ebe ɖeko nye menya ne nate ŋu kpɔ esia gbɔ nam o.
Said, I just wonder if you could fill this for me. He said, I'll stand down there. I'll get the money for you, the order that the county pays for it. Why, he said, certainly, sir, I'll get it for you. And just laid the order down, went back, he said. This boy went on back, started waiting on somebody else.
Ebe, ma yi da tote re afi ma, ma xɔ gala na wo, mɔɖegbalẽ la, bena nutomedzikpɔla xe fe ɖe eta. Nuka ŋutie, egblɔ be, kaka ɖe dzi toe amegã ma xɔe na wo, ke ɖeko wòtsɔ nuŋɔŋlɔ la da ɖi hedzo yi megbe. Egblɔ be, yevi ŋutsuvi la trɔ yi megbe hegadze ame bubu gbɔ kpɔkpɔ.
So the little lady washed out 2 or 3 times. She was just standing there in perspiration on her face. Knew she was very sick. And the brother standing there with his arms around her, you know, saying, just hold up, honey, now just a little longer. So the good druggist is going to get us some medicine.
Egblɔ be, aƒenɔvi la lé ŋku ɖe eŋu zi eve alo zi etɔ̃. Eya kpɔtɔ le tsitre ɖe afi ma. Eye fifia te mo nɛ. Enya bena lãme gblẽ ye vevie. Eye nɔvi ŋutsu la tsitre ɖe afi ma hekpla abɔ nɛ. Minyae, hegblɔ be doji vieko lonwa azo esso vieko eglobe atike jirala nyui la le atike adewo regeve nami.
He said, I fixed up the medicine as quick as I could and filled my prescription. And said, when I started to hand it in her hand, he said, Brother Branham, I looked and I was putting it in a nail-scarred hand. He said, I seen the thorns on his brow.
Eglobe, mufote atike la kabangto kejira nye atike ngongolala. Eye, eglobe, esime de asi, etoto de esime la. Eglobe, novin to Branham. Medanku hekpo. Be mele etom de gate gbaje bi fe asime egblo be me kpo nwo le fe ngonu.
He said, I shut my eyes and looked back. He said, I realized right then, in so much as I had done unto the least of these my little ones, is done unto him. He said, do you believe that? I said, with all my heart, doctor, I believe every word of it.
Egblo be me mien nye nkuo eye me trokpo me gbe egblo be na me jesi le afima numake be Nusianu sima wona sweto de kale novinye siya odomela e yamae mewena e globe e kho senenema me globe pele nye jiblibu dokita me kho nya de siya de jisele eme.
What is it? He said, since then, Christ has been more to me because doing that for that woman, said it was a paradox. There's no doubt what ordinary people wouldn't believe that. But said, I thought, just tell it to you because I know you've had them experiences. I said, yes, sir, that's right.
Nuka wenye, eglobe, to ema imela, Kristo ganye gede namu, elabena, esimele esia womna, nyonu siala, ebe, enye numa jokpo jo, dikeke adeke mele ngu o, kake, amekbolo mate nwako esia se o, negbe, eglobe, mesusi be, wokwe magbulo esia na, elabena, menyabe, numa toto siya otokbe le asio, megblobena, e amegba, esokbe.
I said, I remember when St. Martin, reading of him, when he was just a boy, he's called a god, his people were pagans, and his father was kind of a military man, and it's right for their boys to follow them.
Magblonanema, madon kweji esime, Martin kokwe, manonuklem to engu, esime, wonye, ntuvi jako, enye amesi, mawuyo, efe amewonye trosubolao, eye fofwanye, nye ameade fomavi, oh, Nyemenya o, mesusube, enye asrafo, eye, esokbebe, wo vingu tu vio na to wope afotofwe.
He said, one day going through the city there, I forget where it was now, I think he was a Frenchman, and he said that he was going through the gap, there's an old man laying there, freezing to death, very cold weather, and people passed by, wouldn't give him nothing.
Ekblobana, berekame to tu gamme, afima vayina, menglo afisi wo nyela be, Fifia, ke mesusu be Francais awe, ke eglobe, yeno akbwade me tom, ametitiade mulo anyide afima, vuvole wo yina kukuge, vuvose singolie, eye amono engu tom, oman nanane ke o.
Said he stood and people is absolutely professing to be believers and would go through and let the old man lay there and he was begging for something to wrap him in, said he was freezing to death.
Eye eglobe, ye tote. Ke amesia ovoa mebe ye wonye hoseto gake ovale ye yem hegble ametiti lade afima le animlofe eye wononane biambe ya cho hebe vuvole ye uge.
St. Martin goes over there before his conversion now, took his own coat being a soldier and cut it half in two and wrapped the old bum up in it like that, put the other around, people laughed at him, said a funny looking soldier with a half a coat on.
Ke Martin kokwe zondo afima nyasia dongona efejime totro. Eye wode efe jiwila, elabena enye asrafo, eye woma emede efe, chetu e chona nubiala titila nenema, choka keke mea chon, ama wokui globena asrafo diko kui, si do jiwika ke.
See, it makes you do things strange. There's something in him that he believed that there was a God.
Mikuya, esia anana wanu siole saga, nane no eme, si webe ekwe sebe mawadeli.
That night, after he'd retired and slept a little while, woke up. Somebody woke him up. He looks down there by his bed, and there stood Jesus wrapped in another piece of coat. That was the beginning of St. Martin.
Zamamela, esi wodede agahedon aloviela, egafon, ameadefon, eye wokponu, etotede fe abatikbo, kele afimala, yesue kemle titre chetron, jiwika kesusuya, emanye St. Martin, fe gomejeje.
What was it? He had an absolute. That God's word is true. What you do to these my little ones, you do it unto me. Brother, I'm tied to that absolute. And I know that each one of you.
Nukai wenye, torofe ade no esi, bena maufe nyanye nye tefe, nusia nusimye wana vinye suesia odometo de kala, nye mye wena, no vinye ngutu, me blado kunye de torofe mangu, eye me nye bena, nye odometo de siade.
Instead of having an altar call this morning, I think I'd like to have a consecration call. Let's consecrate ourselves to this absolute. Do you believe the word is God's absolute? Do you believe he's the same today that he ever was?
Let's see at the problem ya wo yo yo vavo samle kwigbong this ya la. Masusube, madibe ma wo yo yo kena do kuyo ngu koko. Minam ya kom ya do kuyo ngu na torofo siya. Mi kwe sebe, nyala inye ma ufe torofo la. Mi kwe sebe, enye eyamake egbe, si wo nye tegbeya.
There's ministers in here. Wouldn't you like to consecrate your lives? Just let's take an absolute. What do we want today? What do we want with a fellowship card or credential? We want Jesus Christ.
Osofo siolo kwame afi dem ya tibe mi akom ya fe agbewu kobe kobe mi atotodo fe adia nuka timiele egbe nuka timiele ple adede balavi alo da sedig bale miejik Yesu Christo boom.
We're not tied to a fellowship card. We're tied to the Word of God, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe that? Let's just raise to our feet now and consecrate our lives, Lord. I want mine also.
Oma blamide gadede gbalevingu o. O blamide maufe nyanguti. Yesu Christo nye eyamake eto egbe yire mavomavome. Mye kwae siya jisea. Minamia titre de mia pa fochi, azon, eye mia komia pa akbewo muti, medina tonye ha.
I'm tying myself afresh. I'm checking my knots tied. I'm checking my absolute, Lord, if there's anything in me besides thy word, take it out. I know nothing else but you. I want to know nothing else but you.
Megale do kunye blam ye ye. Melankulem de nye babla langu, babla fe kosa sala. Melankulem de toro fe langu. Afoto nanane le menye tofofo na wonya la deda nyemenya no bubuade ke o negbewo nyemeti be manya no bubuade ke o negbewo.
Now each one in your own way. I've been talking to you through the week. I've told you the truth. God's confirmed the truth. He's made it over and over and over again. You know what the absolute is.
Azo amedesiade alesimia onto mietie manonu fomu na miele kosidala katame magbolonya tefela na mi. Maudrokpe nga tepela chi, ewa esi agawe gawe, zigede ake, mienya nusie nge torofela.
Now to you and I together, all you women, all you men, boys, girls, whatever you are, let's, all you choir, all you people up here, everywhere, together, down in the basement, up in the balcony, around the walls, back in the wing.
Azona nge klemia wokata, fofula, minyon wokata, mingutu wokata, Mutu vyao, nyonu vyao, de siade, si enyela, minamia, mirajihala kata, mikata, kata, mesio le tiafo, afisia, le afisia fide tu, gome, le gume kwame, dia le jisasrachi, le glia nguti godo, megbe le kwape avalate.
Wherever we are, let's take Jesus our absolute. Well, we've got to come to the valleys of the shadow of death. I know nothing else but him. He's my absolute because he's raised in my life, and I know he's real. Let's just raise up our hands now and pray. Let's make our consecration service.
Afisi, afisi, miele. Minamia to Yesu, womia fe toro fe, elabena, elegodobe miavadro, kufe bali doblu kola me. Nyemenya nububuadeke o, negbe eyamako, eya inye toro fe. Elabena etitre de nye akbeme, eye, menyabe elivafa. Minam ya komyape asio ichi, aso, nemia dokbeda. Minam ya womyape dokyungu kokos bosbola.
Lord Jesus, your word is from old. It's the beginning and the end. I now, with this congregation, consecrate myself anew over this pulpit today. I ask for this church. The life tabernacle for our consecration. Settle all the differences. Let it all be gone. Bygones be bygones.
Afeto Yesu, wonyali ho ho ho. enye gomejeje kple nuwuwu nye la azon kple nuƒoƒoƒe sia la mele ɖokuinye ŋu kɔm yeye le nyagblɔti sia dzi egbe mebia na hame sia la ƒe agbadɔ la na ɖokui ŋukɔkɔ ɖɔdze nyawo ɖo nabe wo katã nu nayi nyaxoxo nenye nyaxoxo.
Ministers of the gospel who's worried and thought something would take place. Oh God, we tie ourselves this morning to Jesus Christ the Word and determined to know nothing else but Christ and Him crucified.
Nyanyapo sofo, amesi wo khanu eye wo bubenane le jojokela. Oh mawu, mye blam nyado kiyo ngunti siyade Yesu Christo nyalangu eye mye dribe mye nyanu bubwade ke o nekbe Christo eye eye amasi wo klade atingu.
Oh, North Star, oh, Holy Spirit, oh, compass of God, come now into every heart, and we consecrate ourselves to you through Jesus Christ's name. Glory to God. Amen.
Oh, anye gagle tivi, oh, bokbokokwe, oh, maufwe tadofwe fsyanu, vajisya jime fifya, eye miele miado kiongu komna wo. To Yesu Kristo fankochi nguti kwa kwe na mau. Amen. Esogbe, novi ngutu.